streaming live. It's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to the Panther Gym at Delta High School. I am Mark Panther. Vaughn Mitchell should be along shortly. The girls are league champs and look to continue a 14-game winning streak against the one team that even came close to beating them during this streak. The last time these two teams faced off, Delta had just endured a six-hour bus trip through dicey road and weather conditions, plus it was on Summit's home floor. Adrian Frazier led the way in that one with 10 points and 6 boards. She was scratching the surface of demonstrating the player she is going to become. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll hear from head coach Kyle Crowder. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve. And home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Well, Kyle, we're ready to win, but it wasn't real clean last night.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of one of those things, you know, another long bus ride, another, you know, kind of cold, non-energetic gym. But our kids found a way to, you know, have a little bit of success at times. I mean, I felt that we executed pretty well. We got some good looks at the basket. We just didn't finish as well as we'd like. But, you know, we played a lot of girls last night, and we didn't really give those top five girls, you know, a ton of time because we were trying to save their legs for tonight. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to build a little bit of momentum when you're shoving kids in and out as much as we did last night. But I thought the kids, you know, they showed up and they played hard and they battled through some situations. You know, the other team was a little more physical than we probably expected. I mean, there was a lot of holding and shoving in that. And my girls didn't complain. They just kind of played through it. So, I mean, I thought there was a lot of good things that the kids did and that we can definitely build on for tonight.
Avery Frazier, Kylie Huff did their thing. Aubrey Frazier had a really nice stat line as well.
She did. You know, there's definitely some things that we'd like to see those kids clean up. I'd like to see everybody be a little bit more effective underneath the basket. You know, we're getting those easy shots that we got to finish. But, you know, around the basket, we were good. We got a lot of offensive rebounds. We got some putbacks. So if we can just see establish a little bit more offensively in the post, you know, I think that we can create some scoring opportunities. Adrian did a nice job of that last night, and Ty did as well. You know, they both can post up pretty well down there. But, you know, you got to shoot the ball well. And against good teams, we're going to have to shoot the ball well from the inside and the outside. So that's kind of going to be our focus for the next week for sure.
Summit comes in here today. We beat them by one the last time. They obviously didn't have to go through what we went through to get to their place.
and we're at home, how's this game going to be different? You know, I think our energy and our legs are going to be a little bit different. It's just really hard for kids to be at top performance, you know, when we went through what we did to get there. So I'm excited for this opportunity. I mean, I think the kids are hungry. You know, I think the kids feel like that it should have been, it was way closer than it should have been. And this is kind of their second chance at that. So I really anticipate our girls are going to go out and play really hard. I think we're going to be able to get the ball up and down the floor in transition, you know, and as long as we can control ourselves and make good decisions against our press, I think we're going to be in a good place. We're pretty much locked in at the 8 for the playoffs. Given that we take care of our business today, do you think that's going to change at all? Nope. If we win, I don't see us really moving up or down either way. So, I mean, I kind of think that's where we're going to be. And, you know, there was a little bit of shuffle at the top 4. So, I mean, that has been mixed up as well. So, I mean, we're going to just, you know, go out and try to compete against the team that we have to see that night. And hopefully we're going to be ready to go. Sounds good. Good luck today, Kyle. Thank you, Mark.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back in the Panther Den, Mark Cantor here with you. Getting ready to announce the starting lineup here at Delta High School. I'll get the lineup for you myself here shortly, as we're also going to have the national anthem. So, once again, it's time for the national anthem. Thank you. Great job on the national anthem there, and we'll take a look at the reserves for your Delta Panthers. Number 3, sophomore Paige Kaymeyer. Number 4, junior Bailey Wilson. Number 13, sophomore Brianna Huff. They call her Breezy. Number 15, junior Braden Allberg. Number 23, sophomore Avery Frazier. Looks like we've got number 24, Lily Nelson, out there as well. And she will be playing up from the JV. Starters for the Panthers. Number 2, senior Aubrey Frazier. Number 10, senior Ellie Ames. Number 11, junior Kylie Huff. Number 12, sophomore Taylor Summers. And number 14, junior Tatum Miller. Reserves now for the Summit Tigers. You'll forgive me, the numbers on their roster, a little out of order, but you start with Paolo Arredondo, number 21, she's a senior. Number 24, Rose Rhodes, she's a junior. Number 12, junior Gracelyn Garver. Number 5, sophomore Olivia Lyman. Number 3, freshman Kenya Rodriguez. Number 25, junior Kayla Smith. And number 2, junior Ellie Strudis. And number 30, junior Larissa Nero. The starters for the Tigers. Number 23, junior Autumn Navira. Number 1, senior Brina Babich. Number 10, senior Kelly Duffy. Number 22, a senior Jocelyn Lopez. The number 4, DeSilva Silvia. Welcome in my broadcast partner, Vaughn Mitchell. And,
thank you, Mark.
Vaughn, when these two teams met about 3 weeks ago, Delta had just gotten off the bus after a 6-hour ride through snow, sleet, and horrible roads, and got on the floor, but put in a pretty decent performance, able to get away with a 1-point victory.
A lot better to sleep at home, get up, go to your own home cooking, get into the gym, here at home. Look, I don't want to start us off with controversy here, Mark, but to drive 5 hours on a bus for a league game, are we kidding each other here? And nonetheless, that's what happened.
Yeah,
the Metro schools don't want to go an hour and a half outside of Denver to go play Summit, so they kick them to the Western Slope League. Like, I don't know. I disagree. I dissent.
You're not going to hear me disagreeing with you on the travel.
Well, nonetheless, you know, sometimes for Battle Mountain and for Eagle Valley, that's a good one. But we'll see what kind of game we get here today, Bud. Hopefully our girls are ready to go.
Delta controls the tip. Aubrey Frazier with the ball in the right corner. Gets it over to Ames. Ames around to Miller. Miller with a ball fake. Now she gets in the paint. Dumps it underneath to Summers. Jumper rims in and out, no good. Rebound by the Tigers.
Really good interior passing from our girls. Last 2 weeks, they just dump it. They penetrate, dump it right over the top. They're steal by Kylie Huff.
Huff up ahead to Miller. Miller off the glass, no good. Rebound by Celia, and the Tigers have the ball moving left to right. Passes to Duffy. Duffy tries to penetrate, picks up her dribble, kicks it back out to Lopez. Lopez to Celia. Celia kicks it underneath to Babich. And she's going to have it stolen by Summers. Summers up ahead to Huff. Kylie's going to be hammered as she goes to the bucket, and it's actually a couple of Tigers that hit the deck.
Bowling for Summit Tigers right there. About 3 of them go down in pursuit. They called it in the act. I'm glad to see that. We haven't seen too many of those lately. Mark, Kylie going to the stripe here.
So these starters for Delta should be pretty well rested. Kyle Crowder did a lot of subbing in and out last night to keep the legs fresh for our starters. Kylie Wilson's the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. She'll get the second though. And Delta graces the scoreboard first. It's 1-0.
Delta's in their 2-3.
down 2-3 zone, yeah, looking to pressure it up a little higher, though. That's probably just the eagerness of the girls to start the game.
Lopez, the Duffy jumper, no good. From about 10, 12 feet out, but Tigers get the rebound. Lopez tries to drive, tries to kick it out, and this is going to go over the mid-strike. Miller picks it up, kicks it into Huff in the paint. And Sylvia is going to get the ball back, and now it's going to go out of bounds at the Tiger bench, and Delta will have possession.
This Summit County team really quite a bit stronger than any of the league teams that I've seen our girls play. You can tell that just by the way they go to the glass.
Stronger and more physical.
Mm-hmm.
Graves gets the ball, left corner, free ball, short! Delta leads 4-0 with a little less than 6.5 left in the first.
Hey, man, that will change things. If they can get a little stretch in their game, get someone that can knock in the perimeter shots like that, that is going to do nothing but help.
Babich gets it back out to Duffy. Now Lopez from the right side. Shot's no good. Rebound by Gray. Ames up ahead to Huff. Huff off the glass. High percentage jumper. Good. And the Tigers, we played the Longhorns last night. The Tigers are going to call the timeout. So we will take a break.
I like it. The coach getting after him with a little bit of fire here. It's nice to see some competitiveness. Ellie Ames got a couple of assists already right here. And I'm telling you, getting a three ball from Aubrey Graves, if they can get a little of that going postseason, that is going to help. Those teams that are bigger and physical, different than our league, you shoot it up over the top of them. It's going to stretch things, give them a little bit more room for the penetrate and their interior passing.
What I like about playing Summit here in the last game of the season, coupled with playing Basalt last night, Basalt was a little more physical.
Were they?
Than I think we're used to. And the Summit team's definitely going to be more physical. It is going to prepare Delta for the playoffs here. As Lopez picks up her dribble now at the top. It's going to be a steal by Miller up ahead to Huff. Huff, lay in. Good. 8-0 run to start the game for the Panthers. 5:45 left in the first.
Tatum with assist. Here we are, 8 points, and we got 3 assisted buckets.
They work it into Babich. Babich in traffic. Loses it. Summers to Miller. Miller stops.
Ooh, nice stop. No, it's not a travel. No. They called a walk. That was a good jump stop. Please don't make that call.
Unfortunately, they did. So turnover. Back to the Tigers. Lopez brings it up, looks to drive. Tries to get through traffic, has it stolen by Ames. Huff up ahead to Miller, off the glass, no good. And Huff there to clean it up. Who's the harm for Kylie?
Kylie just plays like a little kid that loves basketball. She reminds me, I bet she played a lot like this when she was in sixth grade. She just plays. Follows it up, gets the rebound, sticks it back. 1 of 3 from the strike, though, for Ms. Huff.
I think that's something Delta probably will need to clean up here headed into the playoffs as their free throw.
Well, they're on vacation this week, man. They got to get out on the driveway, shovel the thing from our 1.5 feet of snow that we got here, get it cleaned up, and shoot some free throws. Shoot 100 a day. Become a Deadeye in the postseason.
Yeah. Foul's going to be called on the Tigers. It'll be the first on Rivera. So Miller gets the inbound.
Summit going full court pressure here. And it made Delta turn it over.
Summers trying to lob it up ahead to Frazier and over Aubrey's head.
10-0. That's a nice start. Touchdown, a field goal.
Arenado into the game. Arredondo with the basketball. Almost as a solo by Miller, and a foul is going to be called on Tatum. So that'll be Miller's first. John Ames in the house cheering on his sister. Avila gets the basketball. Gets it back out to Arredondo. Arredondo looks to the right. This one almost.
Oh, good play. Good play by Tatum.
Rivera out of bounds. Delta's going to take possession down in front of the actually the far corner there. So the Frazier just inside the arc.
Get in there.
Is no good if you can't get the roll.
Tatum fouls her 70 feet from the bucket. That's not good.
And she immediately
not useful.
She immediately made her way to the bench. She knew she was coming out.
Her second foul. That hurts. Breezy comes right in, though. That's, they got some depth, and it's young, man. When you think about Ellie and Aubrey being the only seniors out here.
That's
a good cut right there.
Tigers trying to get it underneath. Can't. Turn it over. Up. Kicks it. Frazier can't get the shot. Fights for the rebound. And a foul going to be called. Unfortunately, I think Aubrey was fighting Breezy for the rebound.
Yeah.
On that one.
Kylie kind of got bodied outside the paint, was a little further than she wanted for the lay-in, and just dumped that over the top. It was a good pass to Aubrey Frazier. Frazier just did not get it to go. 3:55 left here in the first. Nice pass from Ellie Ames underneath. Missed it. Breezy with the board.
Ames collected at the top of the key. Now Huff. Huff in the paint. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by the Tigers. Arredondo across the time stripe in the lane has it stolen. These balls and a jump ball going to be called.
Well, they're trying to penetrate that 2-3 zone, Mark, and our guards are poking it away every single time. Delta ball. No, it's staying with Summit County.
Still yet to end down. Still Zeus Arredondo. Now to Road here on the right side is going to be poked out by Delta. As we'll get some substitutions, Adrian Frazier will come in, as does Braden Allberg.
Braden's been playing great for Delta lately. I think she's just playing such good defense and rebounding.
So here comes the inbound for the Tigers. As it ends up in the hands of Arredondo, now inside to Babich, back out to Celia. Celia tries to get it back to Babich. Loose ball. Picked up by Arredondo. Over to the left side. Little drive there. That shot's blocked.
Blocked shot, Ellie Ames.
And Breezy Huff ends up with the basketball up ahead to Smith. Kylie. Runner. No good. And a push going to be called on Adrian. She tried to get around the Tiger player. The Tiger player stopped, and she kind of just went through her.
She's running back like, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to break the glassware.
So Arredondo now with the basketball for the Tigers. Puts it into Babich now underneath. Gall gets knocked away, ends up in the hand of Wilson. Bailey up the far side, right to left. Gets it over to Ames now at the top. Ames. Dribbles to her right.
Here we go. Yeah, Summit's manning our girls, so they're going to run a little flex at him. Just be patient. Look at old Adrian Frazier, the lefty layup.
No good. Rebound by the Tigers. Contact coming across the time stripe. Officials let them play. Shot just inside the arc by number 24, Rhodes. No good, and Delta gets the ball back after the rebound. Ames to Wilson on the right side. Wilson into Allberg. Allberg.
Oh, nice up and under by Braden. Got it stopped, though. Not a bad play by Summit County.
Quickly up ahead, left side now. Now in the paint. And Breezy Huff starts to take it away. Babich gets it in her hands and put it in on.
First two at the two-minute mark. 10-2. 10-2 our own business right here.
Ames goes to launch it up ahead. Out of bounds off of Babich. And she takes the tumble there. Pops right back up.
Babich, that's the name of Rain Man.
Yeah.
Right there and his brother, Charlie Babich. That's Raymond and Charlie Babich.
Nice tuck and roll. Inbound goes to Allberg right underneath the basket. High percentage jumpers good. Delta's up by 10.
Ellie with her third assist.
Arredondo tried to cross over and get between the two defenders. She traveled.
Fifth Summit turnover. Ellie girl, Ellie monster with three assists in this game. That is one thing that's impressed me with these kids. So much passing, so many assists. Someone's running a little 2-1-2. I think they're kind of trying to match up with our shape on the press. Ah, travel Adrian Frazier.
Yeah, definitely an unselfish team here, almost to their detriment where they'll pass out of a good shot. But not this time as Wilson steals it as the Tigers try to get it across the time stripe quickly up ahead. Breezy Huff tries to work it underneath, loses the ball, and now picked up by the Tigers as Lopez brings it across the time stripe. Lopez over to Arredondo. They work it into Babich, back out to Lopez. Lopez with the jump stop. It'll bounce past the left side, back to Lopez at the top now. Lopez picks up her dribble.
Good defense. Braden Albert stealing the baseline there.
Rivera gets it back to Lopez. Now Arredondo on the left side. Rivera from the left corner. No good. Saved by Albert. And Ames with the basketball for the Panthers. Dishes to Wilson. Wilson a little rip and dribble. Tries to get it in the paint to Albert, and it's a steal by Babbage. Quickly up ahead to Rivera. Rivera in traffic in the paint. No good. Rebound and put back by Babbage. 47 seconds left. Delta runs into a trap.
Yeah, Bailey dribbled right into the corner there, got into the trap, trapping Utopia on the other side of half court. And I think if it hadn't gone out of bounds, she was actually stepping on the midcourt line. So would have been a backcourt. You got to avoid that. Timeout, Delta.
Okay. This time we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Update Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
We're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Danny Long, Mitchell Bass will see here. As Delta will inbound into the backcourt, up 12-4, 20 seconds left.
Summits back to man-to-man. Ooh, nice backdoor. Hop to hop.
Oh, girl, make the chippy.
Grayson got the rebound, kicked it out to Wilson. Three ball no good from the right elbow. Rebound by the Tigers. Stop. Bob Cypress is jumped by Duffy and gone. And at the end of one, Delta leads 12. Take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta leads 12-6 as we start the second quarter. Vaughn, you said it feels like Delta's killing the Tigers, but they're only up by 6 here.
We're not knocking in the little one. So that last one, we had Huff, and Huff incorporated a little layup and missed it. Ended up getting the leak out here for Summit County and the long layup to be Frank. There's Breezy. Breezy with the bucket. But Summit traveled there at the bucket, but they get that. Anyway, 14-6. Here we go. Another steal by Kylie.
Delta with possession. Wilson now. Over to Huff. Kylie. Breezy. Breezy left side. Going to dribble drive. Baseline. Loses it. Gets it back. Has it knocked out of bounds by. Oh, they're going to put it off of Breezy. Arredondo checks back into the game. We'll get Taylor Summers back into the game for Delta as well. Duffy across the time stripe. This is Lopez back to Duffy. Duffy inside the Babbage, gets it back out to Strobel and drains the two. 14-8.
They're hanging tight, and this press is bugging us a little bit. It's kind of a matchup press.
The ball moving up the court, the hyper-summon jumper by Alberg.
She's got four.
Delta with the 8-point lead. Redondo, as they work it inside to Smith, she'll draw the foul. This team has 14 fouls.
This first one on Taylor.
Smith will get the roll and end the bucket there on the free throw. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company as Delta gets the subs back into the game. But you've got the starters back on the floor. That one rims in and out.
Nice rebound, Aubrey Frazier. She's got four boards on the night.
Miller almost traveled. Instead passes it off. She gets the ball back now. Kicks it over to Ames. Ames to Miller.
It's a pretty scrappy little summit team. They're getting after it. Turnover, bad pass by Tatum. Yeah, physical. A lot more quickness. And just kind of hanging tight. 16-9. They got some competitiveness.
Phillips brings it across the side stripe.
Screen in the top of the zone there. Missed the three ball.
Frazier with the rebound. Now Ames across the time stripe. Ellie. To her right. Dribbles into the right corner. Kicks it back out to Frazier. Frazier dishes to Ames. Ames on the right elbow. Now she's going to drive baseline to Huff. Huff back out to Ames.
Al came from out of bounds and was the first one to touch it after she reestablished the position. That's what that turnover was. Goes to Summit, 16-9. Delta's up, 5:50 in the second quarter.
Phillips. As it knocked away out of bounds by Delta. Inbound goes to Arredondo. Arredondo. And a foul call. This one was away from the basketball.
John
Babbage. That'll be her second. 15 foul on the Tigers. Miller. Quickly across the time stripe between two defenders. Gets it to Frazier. Shot's no good, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Kylie Huff.
Good shots. We're getting good shots, Mark. Just not knocking in the little ones. Letting Summit hang out. We need to make a little run here. Get some breathing room.
Celia brings it across the time stripe, tries to work it underneath. It's going to go out of bounds. Hit by the Tigers, and then turn over back to the Panthers. Tigers sitting up at the half court to defend, and Ellie wanted another player down with her on the inbound.
Nice pass. Ellie to Kylie. Kylie's got 9 already in this game. I think Summit's trying a little run and jump. It was not executed right. Left Kylie all alone underneath, but I got to watch it a little bit more to know what they're doing.
Left corner now, Celia with it. Over to Lopez. She's in a third Dondo on the right side. They're working in the Babbage turnaround jumper. No good. Fight for the rebound. Still ball still loose.
50-50 ball, and they got it.
Rode with the basketball. Gets it to Arredondo. And Miller will pick up her third foul.
Right there, Marcus, where that second one kills you. Because that would be 2. Instead of that 170 feet from the bucket, you just got to discipline yourself. She's a junior. Now, you got to know you can't do that one. She's got enough experience to know. Having 3 right there, and it's hurt them. They got less flow when she's not in there.
Yeah. Rode to Rivera. Runner is no good.
Called a block on Aubrey.
And they're down the floor with Aubrey Frazier. Her first personal foul.
So that's the first on Aubrey, 16 foul on the Panthers. Long inbound to Rode at the top. He gets it over to Silly on the left side. They work it around the perimeter. Back into the hands of Arredondo. Silly at the top once again. She drives. Tries to work it underneath. Loose ball picked up by Fraser. Aubrey gets it to Ames. Alley across the time stripe up ahead to Huff. Breezy from the left elbow. Breezy. Now Summers. Summers ball fake gets in the lane. Kicks it out to Ames on the right side. Ames now.
Nice screen by Kylie Huff. Alley monster with the glass looking like Sam Dome.
11-point lead for Delta. Savage gets it in the paint. Loses it. Goes to Celia. Celia pushes to get some space. And a timeout called by the Summit Tigers.
That's the breathing room. We needed some of that. 20-9, that's a little 4-0 run that we put on. A little bit more, be good, but that's it. Getting up by 11, keep moving. They got a little Twisted Sister playing in here. We ain't going to take it.
Definitely a different feel to this game than when they were in Summit. The girls came out, they just feel a lot more comfortable out there on the floor. Obviously, sleeping in their own bed will have that effect on you, you know, and not having to travel 5 to 6 hours.
Right.
Treacherous conditions to get to the game, but.
Yeah. There's nothing like home.
And the girls have set themselves up really well for the playoffs, looking at that 8 seed, and that what that means is they'll have at least 2 home games before the Elite Eight.
That's nice, because you got to win or you're done in 4A. So it'll be nice to be at home.
And, you know, the last 4 years, this is the fifth that the Celtic could reach the Elite Eight. If the shot's no good by Summit, rebound by Breezy up ahead to Summers off the glass, it's good. Just to finish that thought real quick, it's kind of become the expectation now that the Delta girls are going to reach the Elite Eight every year.
Well, you think about how young they are still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just reloading every year. They've got a corner on this league. You know, they really have. I think we got to look at how many league games have they even dropped in this 5-year stretch.
There haven't been many. You know, with the district tournament not being played this year, with them going to 4A, you've got to include the district tournament games, but
with Grand Valley, so maybe one.
Maybe one.
Yeah. We need a statistician back in the studio. Are those guys, are they listening?
I don't think
okay. We need somebody to be dialing these stats up with us.
If I could afford a statistician to sit here at the table, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Breezy Huff with the ball. I just talked to Rowan Carmichael. He said Jeff's got a degree in like applied mathematics. Jeff could be cranking that out at Johns Hopkins in between pitches. Off race, got to put a little touch on that. Avery Frage laced it. Off the glass, Delta's up 22-9.
Ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Tigers. They make some substitutions. It looks like Duffy back into the game. Kenya Rodriguez in for the Tigers as well. Ames to inbound. Looking, lobs to Breezy Huff. Somehow she gets it. Frazier. Aubrey over to Ames. Ames drives.
Nice pass, Kelly. The Monsters got 5 assists already in this half.
Delta leads 24-9, a little less than 2.5 here in the first half. Babich throws it out. Rodriguez with the basketball, puts up the 3. It's no good off the front iron. Summers comes up with the rebound.
Smart.
Ends on the break. Everybody goes by. Now underneath, Frage. Aubrey can't get the shot to go. And the rebound goes to Rodriguez.
Smart play by Taylor Summers right there. She got the defensive board and just held it up.
Yep.
There's a big bucket for Summit by Brina Babich.
Quickly up ahead. Avery Frazier, left-handed layup is good.
Ellie with 6 assists. Avery getting that bucket. Delta's up 26-11.
Tigers on the perimeter. They try to work it in. Duffy to Babich back out to Rivera, no good. Rebound Delta. Summers
Good box out by Adrie Frazier right there. She made it possible for Taylor to get the basketball. That's the kind of team play that you just have to acknowledge. She didn't get the board. It'll never show up in a box score, but that's all part of winning right there. Adrie Frazier with a great play.
Delta with substitutions is Allberg, Wilson, and Kylie Hupchek back in. Allberg gets the inbound. Tries to spin out of trouble. Lobs it over to Adrie. Frazier to Wilson on the right side. Wilson nibbles, tries to work it in, and she's going to throw it away. Tried to get it to Hoff, and just couldn't get enough on it. And
just no reason to force that right there. Just bring it back to the perimeter. You're about to break this thing wide open, up by 15 for sure.
Rode with the basketball. Gives it up to Rivera. Now they work it into Rodriguez on the left corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound by Rivera. Put back, no good, and Delta gets the rebound.
Good board by Braden Allberg right there. Less than a minute to go here, about 42 seconds. Second quarter, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
You got it, Mark.
Wilson to Frazier. Frazier now looks to drive. Uses the handle, gets it back, kicks it out to Kylie. Underneath the bullet pass to Allberg out of bounds.
That's a force. My friend, that is a force. Adrie Frazier trying to go up over the top. Just be patient. Swing it around the perimeter.
Force not with the Delta Panthers that time.
No. Come on now. Got to line up the midi-chorians.
I respect the Star Wars reference, especially the midi-chorians.
Hey, Matt, especially since it's not even May the 4th.
I know. Wilson over to Allberg. She puts up the three ball. No good. Rebound by the Tigers. This one almost knocked away by Huff, but
5 seconds. There's a steal by Adrie Frey. She gave it right back. Out it. Fired away. Glad that missed, Mark.
Yep. Absolutely. At the end of the first half, Delta leads 26-11. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you're going to listen to an interview I did with the Frazier. Aubrey Frazier, I did that with her a little while ago. We'll
nice.
You at halftime.
Very nice.
To Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Tacos 9 was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Tacos 9 uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Tacos 9, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
I'm here with Aubrey Frazier, senior girls basketball player. Aubrey, how has your senior year been doing, both on the basketball court and off of it?
It's been good. It's like we're definitely closer as a team this year, so it's been really fun.
It's good. And you've been playing on the varsity for how many years?
Since sophomore year.
Sophomore year. So, and you girls have had a lot of success. How is it about playing on such a successful team?
It's really fun. I think it's it, like, changes a lot. Like, when you win a lot, it makes it more fun.
Okay.
Know? Yeah,
yeah, winning is fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do lose from time to time, and you learn a lot from that,
yeah,
as well.
Yep.
So, but the team's kind of gone through a little bit of a transition this year. It's just a different type of team, so to speak. Tell me a little bit about that and how it's been.
It's been different not having, like, as big of players, like, post players, post presence, and we have, like, less shooters, but I think it makes us work, like, together more as a team. Like, we have to figure out how to score without having the big post players.
So, like you said, you've been a varsity player for 3 years. Why don't you share some of your favorite memories of playing basketball?
Some of my favorite memories are probably, like, staying in the hotels and just messing around. I remember last year I was rooming with Erica Tuda, and we stayed up until, like, 2 in the morning, even though we were supposed to sleep. But we were, like, she convinced me that there was a ghost in our room, and it scared me so bad. I was like, Erica, I can't sleep now.
I'm guessing Coach Crowder isn't aware of that.
No.
You're super safe with me.
Okay.
So, what are your plans for the future after high school here?
I don't really know yet. I'm just winging it. I have
okay.
No plans yet.
That's okay. Okay. Sometimes, you know, winging it works out sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys are on the verge of making the playoffs again.
Yeah. Yep.
How exciting is that?
I think it's so fun, especially since we made it the past 3 years that I've been playing.
Yeah. You don't know anything.
No, it's all the same.
No,
yeah.
It's, you guys have made the Elite Eight. You know, the team's been there the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I think this will be the fifth.
Yeah.
If you guys make it that far. So that's kind of the expectation now.
Yeah, it's like the normal, I guess. Yeah. Just
okay.
Be nice to Wednesday. Yeah.
For sure, especially as a senior.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
And it's just the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Tanner Von Mitchell back with you at halftime, and Delta has quietly built a 15-point lead.
I like it. It was kind of subtle and in insidious, but Kylie's got 9. They're just playing their game and doing some smart stuff. I love the defense that they're playing, and I haven't figured out exactly what Summit's wanting to do full court. It causes some trouble there early in the first. The girls solved it, and Ellie Monster, she's got 6 assists already. So sharing the ball, as you like to say, Mark, sharing is caring.
It is.
Well, they're caring about the results and each other, and it's good to see them up by 15 here, and to know that they only have a 5-minute ride home when this game's over, man.
Yeah, that's always nice. And, you know, it's also, not, you know, we've talked about having the home court and the home court advantage in the playoffs. You know, getting the probably the 8th seed is what it's looking like. You know, we do have that advantage of getting a first-round home game and a lower seed to play, which increases our chances of getting to that second round and having another home game there before having
right.
to go to the Denver Coliseum for the Elite Eight.
Well, they're a good team, and they're really young. When you think about just 2 seniors and the roles they're playing, look, no team is ever interchangeable parts. It doesn't matter how you coach them or what your systems are. They're not that. They're people. But this group, they're a very likable bunch. You can tell they get along well with each other. And the culture, I don't know how long. I mean, it's been a while since Harold has dropped the JV girls game.
True.
You know, when I come in, they're usually killing
yep.
people. They're up by 40. And it's probably the other part is today, I bet they're running across both JV games. So, anyway, it's just one of those situations where we're in a good spot in Delta girls basketball. There's a lot of kids playing, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of interest, and we keep getting players every single year. And that's what it takes. They have a good culture. Coach Crowder has a great temperament to work with them, and look at what they've done.
Well, the depth of this team, I think, speaks volumes. They're really just going to drop off when the players come in off the bench.
No, and they're all contributing. And I want to give my buddy Coach Ham a shout-out, too, because he kind of put Delta girls basketball on the map back when we were playing 4A before our move to 3A. So he had them with Skyland West, Callie Gafford, and those kids, and they won 3 straight league titles, and that was the first. There maybe had been one ever before that. So when you start talking about from around 2012, 2011 to now, it's been a nonstop success story for the Delta girls basketball team.
So Summit started with possession here in the second half. It's the bucket. Delta got the rebound, and Elian's traveled back on the other end as they moved left to right. So Summit with the ball after the turnover. Babich picks it up, gets it to Lopez. Lopez has her pass knocked up in the air. It bounced off of a Summit player, and then out of bounds.
Called a foul on Summit. I'll tell you what's interesting is Kyle Crowder's playing Taylor Summers in the middle of his 2-3 zone. You're not talking about size there. You're talking about quickness and anticipation. So they haven't really visited playing a really big, dominant girl yet. So I'd kind of be interested in seeing what he's got up his sleeve for that kind of matchup.
Frazier takes the 3. Aubrey can't get it to go. She's attempted, I think, more 3s this game than she has all season.
I'm good. And she's knocked in that first one, so keep it up.
Celia. Over to Lopez. Lopez back to the top, back to Celia. I think Celia was thinking 3 ball before she lost the handle. Got it back, and now Duffy's going to dribble it off her foot. Duffy will have a feeder, and Donda will check back in. Looks like we're also going to get Rodriguez in for the Tigers as well. Ames dribbles across the time straight. Gets it over to Miller.
Two-handed in the back. Should have been called for a block right there.
Miller.
Ooh, look at that. Baseball pass from Tatum Miller in there.
Summit fans not happy with that call. It'll be Arredondo's 3rd foul, 2nd team foul on the Tigers, and Kylie Huff will go to the line for a couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws.
Bless her heart, that girl's 1-4 on the day. Sometimes if I say that, they change. 205 will put her at 40%. Let's go.
There it is. Delta leads 27-11, 6.5 left in the 3rd. Babich gets a short pass from Arredondo and can't handle it.
Frazier tied up there and then got turned over like it was a state wrestling match. Ellie's still laughing. Bless her smiling heart.
Speaking of state wrestling.
Yes?
Sorry. My train of thought derailed. Delta works the ball back to the perimeter. Ames.
Too much right there. They're going to get a 3-second count. Should have. Turned it, or Taylor missed the shot. We had too much standing around that time. Looked too much passing, Mark.
Speaking of state wrestling, Grosvick took third today.
Well, great.
So,
I think he's just a 10th grader.
He is. And a heck of a wrestler. So I think this is his second third place finish in state in 2 years. So
good.
Bucket is good by the Tigers. Ames has it now over summer. With a dribble, a little stutter step, gets it over to Frazier. Frazier lobs it to Miller, loses the handle, and a jump ball called. It'll be Summit basketball.
I give Babs credit. She's gotten on the floor a ton. She goes and gets those 50-50 balls, and that's what our kids have got to do. That's going to make the difference between winning and losing. Delta's up 27-13, 5:20 left in the third.
Smith with the long skip pass, can't get it. Loose ball picked up by Ames. Ames over to, actually it was Miller over to Ames. He's going to get the two.
Hell's got four. Nice pass by Taylor to get her open. Her first assist of the game. Yeah, yeah. Taylor hacked her. Got hacked underneath there. Caleb Smith going to the strike. She caused him some trouble. A little dump down to the low block right there. Got hacked. Called a foul on Taylor. That's her second.
Delta coming in with a full line of subs. Miller will stay on the court as Allberg, Adrian Frazier, Breezy Huff, and Wilson are back on the floor. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Smith will make the second one. Delta is 29-14, a little less than 5 minutes.
Travel. Yeah, that's right.
Third quarter.
We got to slow down. Summit sprung the trap right there. Taylor dribbled up into the trap, left her feet, came down without doing anything with it. So just got to slow down. Reverse it through the inbound passer.
Redondo gets the screen from Rodriguez, ends up in the hands of Babich. Babich kicks it out to Rivera. Shot's no good. Rebound by Delta. Wilson will dribble now up ahead to Huff. Breezy will now take the clear lane. Runner no good. Rebound by Babich.
Good rebound. She chinned that basketball, pivoted to the outside. That was some good fundamentals. And now we're getting a foul on Bailey here.
Delta getting a little sloppy here. But,
Mr. First.
They're ahead by 15, so. Looks like Arredondo will check back in for the Tigers. Looking to inbound. Goes to the right side. Can't be saved by Rodriguez, and she'll fall into the front row.
Kent from a county turnover.
It's actually Duffy who tried to make the save.
Delta's got 12 turnovers on the night. Here's another interesting stat. We're actually getting out-rebounded by Summit County. The difference is we're just shooting a way higher percentage. That's it.
Adrian, this is for Huff. Breezy now. Dribble has it knocked away. Rivera picks it up. Rivera for three from the top. And she'll get the roll.
12-point game. Well, we got people behind him. There's another turnover. Might be time for a timeout. Got to get down the floor.
Delta now trying to get past the chest. Wilson is going to turn it over. Rivera. Gives it, looks like Rivera gives it to Rodriguez. Can't get the jumper. Ball's going to go out of bounds off his Summit.
Summit County definitely the more aggressive team right now. Made us turn it two or three times in a row.
So starters back in for Delta.
They're top loading it. They're lining it up. Mark, sorry to talk over there. They're lining up as like it's just a 2-3 full court press. You hardly ever see something like this. We just need to send our girls deep behind them. But right now, they're calling our bluff. They're betting that we don't have somebody that can throw a baseball pass up over the top. Another turnover by Ellie.
So far, they've guessed right as Rode missed the three, but Rivera is able to get the rebound, loses it. Now Miller. Miller tries to go to the rim for Kyle Crowder and came stop, kicks it back out. Probably a good idea. Miller now gets it for three from the right elbow. Fuck it.
Ellie with her seventh assist. Tatum getting a three ball. That helped.
So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. I'm out of Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Yeah. Talking about the baseball pass, you know, maybe get a couple hands on it and chuck it that way, but you're absolutely right with what you were saying. Delta's getting behind the defense, and if we can get it over them, We've got an easy look at the bucket.
Well, I call it front-loading a press or top-loading a press. Someone just putting running a 2-3, all five kids just pressing right up in the front court, or actually in the back court. So, you know, the first 42 feet that we're looking at them, throw it up over the top of them. Go stand underneath the bucket, and they're banking that we don't have somebody to throw that, and they're going to be mistaken because Tatum Miller can chuck that ball.
Speaking of Miller, she picks up the steal there and gets it to Ames. Ellie? Stops, pops, from just inside the arc, it's good.
Think she's got six. 6.7 assists. Oh, got to stand in and take a charge right there. Summit travel, but that's one of those deals, Mark, where in the postseason, you got to be willing to step in and take one. It's going to hurt.
Arredondo, I think, may have rolled an ankle there as she was trying to get through the defenders. The sub comes in for Ames.
Summit called off the press after that timeout, so.
Mishandles it, gets it back, gives it to Frazier. Almost has her pass knocked away, but Summit comes up with it. Little ball fake, shot no good, rebound Frazier. Back out to Summers, just inside the arc, that one's good. Funny, Summers backs up 5 feet and makes it after missing one from closer.
That's tough to guard. Aubrey Frazier going to get that offensive rebound.
Smith, ball fake now, long pass is going to be intercepted by Tatum Miller. Huff, traveled, but there's a hat foul. I'll be honest, I think Kylie probably should have been called for the travel there, but
yeah,
it's not the way it goes, not the way it works, so. Kylie back to the line. She'll bring the first modern applied.
I like it. She's up to 3 out of 6 on the day.
So, Priscilla Cilia back into the game for the Tigers. And Kylie is going to second. Breezy Huff checks in for Sif.
4 of 7 now for Kylie. She's hit her last three. Well done, young Huff.
Duffy across the time strike for the Tigers. To the right elbow, kicks it out to Rivera. Rivera now. Cecilia. Gets it to Duffy. Now Rivera. Over to Rode. To Frazier.
Frazier's got a sixth rebound.
So it's going to go out of bounds off of the Tigers, one of the Summit fans springing around and talking to some Delta fans about the officiating, and you know, the officiating is the same wherever we go. I mean, it's not great, you know, but it's, you know, I don't think the officials call it one way or the other for the home team or the away team. I think they call it the way they see it.
Yeah.
Summers picked up her third foul there. 67 seconds left in the third quarter. Delta leads 38-19. Celia, over to Arredondo. Gets it to Duffy. Now Celia in the right corner. Celia, Babich from the paint, no good. Rebound Miller. Miller slams on the brakes. Everybody goes by. And the stutter step gets inside.
Nice.
15 footers good by Ellie.
She's playing great today. 8 points, 7 assists. She's really confident. I think she's 4 out of 5 from the floor today. She's got her, I mean, she's just solid with her feet. I'm proud of old Ellie Monster. She's got a hack right there.
Now, Celia tried to answer with a three ball, missed it, but Rivera got the rebound on the foot back and she was fouled. Getting back to my point about the officials, if you really want to get technical, when we went to Summit, they only had 2 officials for the varsity game.
Oh, right.
They shouldn't have even played it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no room for that. Look, if you do, have at it. You know, if you want to complain, so be it. It's just like a win when you're playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the condition of the game.
Yeah.
And I've had my share of complaints through the years, but it's just how it is, man.
There's an official shortage. Not a lot we can do about it. And you know, they do the best they can. What are you going to do?
As long as they're honest and working hard, that's as good as it's going to get. Praise with another bucket. Ten seconds left in the third. We're up 42-19.
Miller with a steal at midcourt against the layer.
Oh, she got another steal. Shoot it.
Going to go out of bounds off of Tatum. It looks like Rhodes will check back in for the Tigers. They've got .4 left. She's going to roll it. Greasy comes up and shot at the buzzer. No good.
Mark, I didn't make a note when it happened, but I think it was 29-19. I think they pulled it to within 10, and they were pressing when Kyle called the timeout there. And since then, Delta's gone on a 15-0 run.
Well, Delta generally, the third quarter is generally Delta's quarter. If they're, you know, ahead at half regardless, they usually use that third quarter to pull away and kind of put the game away, and then they'll cruise through the fourth quarter just holding the other team off. And the other team really doesn't amount much because they can't cover the difference.
Well, if you're up by 25 and you answered that, yeah, it kind of makes you wonder why they didn't go back to the press. That was what was causing our kids the trouble. And from there on, 15-0 close to that quarter. So credit to our girls right there. Nice job. Nice way to answer that little run with a run of your own. Shooting a really high percentage today. They have missed some bunnies, but I'm really proud of Ellie Ng. Like I said, I think she's 4 out of 5 from the floor. Got 7 assists. She's just playing a great game. We got an impromptu family reunion over there. We got most, I think all the Ng kids came home. So Coach got to have his kids home to watch Elf's last regular season home game.
That's really awesome. Delta will have the ball to start the final stand. But Summers with a jumper in the lane.
And she's played great today too, Mark. All solid shots. Doing some things that are not normal. Not Commonelli with the steal.
Can't get it to go. Rebound by the Tigers. Ellie's taking more shots this game than she has been most of the games this season. She's actually taken more shots the last couple games, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's it.
Summit makes the save. Rivera ends up with it in the lane and drains it. 46-21. Delta with the lead, 7:15 left in the game. Ames, top of the key. Over to Summers. Summers dribbles, kicks it out to Frage. Aubrey now will dribble left-handed to the left side. Gives it up to Miller. Miller thinks about taking it in the lane now. Gives it up to Ames. Ellie into a double team. And then it comes off of Miller. Miller just kind of ducked her head. And ball went right over the top and out of bounds. Had she stayed with that, she might have kept possession of the ball.
Yes. Delta just playing 2-3 zone, haven't pressed anybody today. Just solid defense. pulled them to 21 points, 6:45 left in the fourth.
You know, we said it a couple times this game. Delta just playing their game and playing it up to the standard that's expected. We'll get a foul against us there. It's going to be on Taylor. Summers gets her fourth. We'll get some subs now, as it looks like Ellie will be the only starter to stay on the floor. Although Kylie Huff is subbed back in, so Huff sisters on the floor at the same time. Allberg and Avery Frazier in as well. Inbound right side. Rivera, no good. Rebound by Kylie.
She got a kidnap ball, Mark.
She lost it. Luckily, it rolled right to Ellie Ames. Ames brings it across the time stripe. Ames moves to her right. Dishes to Kylie. Kylie will take it in now. Unloads to Allberg. It ends up in the hands of Avery Frazier. Back to Ames. Ames, the little runner. No good. Rebound by Summit. And now, Rivera, over to Duffy on the right side. Shot's no good. It goes out of bounds. But it goes out of bounds off of Delta, so the Tigers maintain possession. Kayla Smith steps back into the game for Summit. Rodriguez with the inbound. Tries to go underneath. We go by Kylie. Up ahead to Allberg. Allberg now to Kylie in the lane. Stops. Loosens the handle, but Avery Frazier gets it. Now Kylie. Ames. Ames will dribble. She's at the top of the key. Gets it over to Allberg now, just to the right of the top.
It's the second late on that flex. On the cut was great. Brady's pass was a little late. All right, we got another travel. That's the 16th turnover for Summit County.
Rode had the ball underneath the basket and went to pass it, pulled her foot, and got called for the travel because she didn't let go of the ball. Ames with the inbound. Goes to Breezy Huff. High percentage jumper. Good.
8 assists. And Breezy's got 6 points on the night.
5.5 left in the game. Delta leads 48-21. Rodriguez.
Ooh, good steal, Kylie Huff. That's her fourth steal on the night. And she's just got those long old arms. She just reaches down on the passing lane. You don't think she can get to it. She's deceptively quick, that middle Huff sister.
That's the first foul on Lopez. Delta will inbound. Goes to Ames in the backcourt. Ames across the time stripe. Goes to his right. Dishes to Huff.
Delta running a little Kansas weave here.
Breezy. Left side. Into fifth. Underneath to Allberg. Allberg in a trap. Tries to get out of it. Ball's going to be knocked away. She'll get it back. And then Huff will turn it over on the pass. Duffy with the basketball. Top of the key for the Tigers. Tries to get it inside to Babich. He does. Finally gets it out to Smith for three. Off the mark.
I think Kylie got a piece of that.
Whistle blows. It's going to be a foul on Delta. It's going to be on Allberg.
I don't think we ever got to the 1-1 in the first half either, Mark, and we're not there in the second half either. So,
Bob inbound tries to get it in the lane to
steal. Kylie Huff with her fifth steal.
Ames, top it, Eleander. Instead goes to Avery Frazier, who can't get the left-handed lay-in, and she'll go to the line for 2 Modern Appliance Company free throws.
Nobody else has shot a free throw today except Kylie Huff.
You know, something else I've noticed, sometimes the girls, when they get up big, have a tendency to just kind of take the foot off the gas. They really haven't here tonight.
Yeah.
They kept it pedal to the metal as Frazier misses the second free throw, gets her own rebound, and then gets it to Allberg underneath. Now Ames from the top of the key, kicks it out to Huff. Kylie now underneath to Frazier. Avery with the bucket. The Celtics just pedal to the metal and they cruise.
I agree. I think that little run that Summit County put on in the third quarter there with the pressure just woke them up. They were getting a little lackadaisical right through there, a little complacent. I mean, look, they just, in this league, they just beat pretty much everybody. This is their only close game for Summit County the first time. That Montrose game, too, was a great tune-up. One of my favorite games that I've watched them play, for sure, in a while. And to come out winning on that one and learn all your lessons when you're winning, that's the way to do it. And I think that's going to really be useful to these kids as they go in the postseason.
Absolutely. He finally reached that 1-1 as Rivera will hit the front end and Bailey Wilson will step back into the game for Kylie Huff. But yeah, no, definitely that Montrose game I felt was like kind of a pivotal point in the season where Delta kind of, you know, they kind of got that, just that spark, not that they needed it, but I, you know, it just kind of pushed them on this run here in the last couple weeks of the season.
Well, it's a total confidence builder. They see they can do it. They just did. You know, they beat somebody good. There's a little over-the-back call on Summit. Braden got her ponytail ripped out. Uh-oh. Got to invest in a new scrunchie.
I would say better the scrunchie get pulled out than her hair. Although,
the hair may have come out with the scrunchie. I witnessed one of those this week. That was not pretty.
Delta trying to place the press here. What, Ames?
There's a good pass. Ah, Adrian's got a bullet with that thing. Chest pass. Ellie made a great pass up over the top of the press. Got it to Adrian. Adrian put a slow bounce pass on the deck, and it got tipped out of bounds. Still dealt the ball. 3:40 left in the fourth.
Huff. Little soft. Inbound pass to Adrian Frazier.
Elle's got 9 assists. Little Frazier, younger Frazier, has 8 points on the night. I want Elle to get one more assist here, get 10 on her last regular season game as a senior.
Wilson going to commit the foul there. It'll be his second. Babbage to the line for 1-1.
31-point game.
3:26 left here. Babbage throws it.
This girl plays hard. She's played hard all night. She's gotten on the floor, gotten on the deck. Babbage, she plays hard.
Free throws are sponsored by Modern Appliance Company, by the way. Get that in there as Babbage takes her second and gets this and goes, oh, so 54-25 Delta. Quickly up ahead, Allbirds underneath.
Textbook right there. Adrian Frazier pouring in her 10th point on a press break that was zip, zip, zap.
So, yeah. Gets it to Lopez. Now Rivera. Make that stuffy just beside the arc. Rebound by Lopez. Can't get that one to go, and Reezy Huff comes up with the rebound. Gets it up to Wilson. Tries to go underneath to Avery Frazier. It's going to get knocked out of bounds by Sylvia. Aims to inbound to the Panthers.
Get in there. Get in there. Get in there.
Reezy gets the hoop and the harm off the inbound. Aims picks it up for Santa Smith.
Nice. Breezy pouring that one in. She's got 8 points on the night. Wow, we got some balanced scoring in here tonight. I'll figure that out in a minute here, Mark. But Ellie got her 10th assist. Breezy knocks that one in. She's got 9.
We're a point away from the running clock here.
Still. Kylie's got 12. Ellie's got 8. Avery's got 10. Tatum's got 5. Brady's got 4. Wow, Taylor's got 6. I mean, we're putting a lot of kids in the book here tonight for a 59-point game.
Delta definitely spreading the ball around tonight. And
15 assists, led by Ellie's 10.
Julia's 3 ball was no good. Babbage got the rebound and was fouled on the putback. She missed it, but she went to the line for 2, so she'll make the first. Can't get the second. Rebound by Summit, though. Lopez, Rivera, Babbage fouled again in the paint. Babbage back to the line for 2.
She, Bailey picked up her 3rd right there. Babbage going back to the stripe.
Double bonus sign for the Tigers. 2:39 left in the game. Babbage will drain the first free throw.
She's got a good little stroke. This kid, I like this kid. Good player. 12th grader.
And she'll miss the second off the front iron.
We're getting that hustle to the boards here. That's her second straight offensive rebound. And a 3 ball.
2.5 left. 59-30 is the score in favor of the Panthers. A, top of the key. gets it over to Frazier. Avery will drive.
I don't even think Avery knows how dominant she could be. She is stronger than anybody on that floor right now. She could go to the bucket. If she'll fall in love with this game and really work on her post skills over the summer, she could be some kind of player. She's a heck of a volleyball player, too, so I think there's going to be a lot of competition for her, mm-hmm. her time and what she dedicates to, but she could be some kind of basketball player. She's already pretty good for what she does, and she's just strong.
And Jones, the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. Can't get the second to rattle in, and it's a rebound by the Tigers. Arredondo gives it up to Babich, and she'll travel trying to split the defenders.
18 Summit County turnovers.
Tatum Miller back into the game. I think she's got four fouls, or is she still just the three? I'm not sure. Wilson with the basketball to Aubrey Frazier. Frazier tries to get it into Breezy. Now it bounces to Miller. Miller underneath the hop. Breezy's fouled. She'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws.
On the line, two shots.
Come on, Breezy. Miss your first one. Delta's up 60-30 with a minute 50 left.
Raceland Garbert will check in for the Tigers. I think this is the first time she's been in the game. She played quite a big role the last time these two teams met.
Breezy knocked in that second one. She has 10 on the night now.
31-point lead for the Panthers. 1:45 left. Lopez tries to work it inside. They kick it back out. Rivera for three. No good. Rebound. Breezy Huff. It's going to be knocked out of bounds.
Oh, they called a foul, I think. On Summit County. So Breezy's going to go shoot some more free throws. Breezy's got four rebounds on the night.
So that'll be the fourth foul on Lopez. You didn't say that already, did you?
No, sir, I didn't. Okay. Paige, Kmeyer, and Lily. Nelson getting ready to come into this game for the Panthers. Come on, Breezy. Missed that one again. She is 2-4 from the stripe today. Huff sisters got to get out there. Come on, Lex. If you're listening, get your sisters out on the slab. Shoot some free throws this week.
Breezy makes the second. Lily Nelson will check in for her. Screen set up by Summit. Savage gets it. Kicks it out to Arredondo now. In the lane. Left-hander, no good. Rebound by Avery Frazier. Frazier, a little too soft of a pass to Nelson. It's going to get knocked out of bounds, but it goes off of Nelson. And Summit will have possession. Duffy checks back into the game for the Tigers. Arredondo loses the handle, but she'll get it back.
Yeah, Tatum stripped her on there, and she didn't want to go after it for fear of getting another foul, I'm sure.
Loose ball. Aubrey Frazier comes up with it.
Aubrey's got three steals on the night. Little Kmeyer here. Got to watch it. She's going to get a backcourt. I got it stolen from her.
Shot no good. Rebound Duffy. Put back in. 30-point lead for Delta. Kmeyer's trying to get past the pressure here. He gets it to Nope. Going to be knocked away. Duffy comes up with it. They go underneath. Rivera high off the glass. No good. Rebound. Little Frazier.
Little Frazier taking on three of them.
Jump ball means the Tigers will maintain possession. Inbound. Bounce pass to Arredondo now to Duffy on the left elbow. Duffy in the lane. Tries to bounce it. Picked up by Frazier. Frazier with a steal. She'll bring it across herself. Frazier.
Ooh, nice crossover there. Crossover at the top of the key. Aubrey with a good open court move. She's going to the free throw line. 22.7 seconds left. Delta's up by 30.
Frazier said, never mind passing it. I'm just going to take this all on my own, and ends up with the charity stripe for her efforts.
That's her sixth point on a night on her first free throw. Knocked it in. Knocked in both. Good job, Aubrey Frage.
54-32 Delta, 22.7 seconds left. Frazier will have a seat. Braden Ahlberg back into the game. Smith works it into the middle. Now they kick it back out. Shot is no good by, I believe that was Rodriguez. And now Kaymeyer with the ball. Kaymeyer loses the handle, gets it back, lobs it into the middle. Miller just has it, and that's going to run the clock out. So the girls going to win this 164-32. We'll take a break. Come back to the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fides Cafe in Delta. Fides Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fides Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fides Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fides Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Delta wins this one going away as they get ready to find out who they're going to play next. They'll be hosting a first-round playoff game. And a good all-around game. Everybody kind of got involved there, Vaughn.
Good way to close the regular season out right there. Good team feel. It's got so many good things. Things to improve this week. Your free throw percentage. Just taking care of the basketball a little bit more. Still too many turnovers. Too much loss of ball. But I'm telling you, one of the things that's separating them is the percentage that they're shooting in. For example, Ellie tonight, she missed her last couple, but up till then, I think she ended up 4-7. So, job, had 10 assists in the ball game, and they are shooting at a good clip, so a lot of good stuff. Tons of people getting involved. Kyle has kept that bench just churning, had the whole rotation moving through, lots of kids getting experience, and you got to remember, the only two seniors there are Ellie and Aubrey. So you're talking about a team that's getting ready to reload again. But go get all you can this postseason. It's going to matter.
So final score, Delta 64, Summit 32. We'll take a break and return with the interview I had earlier with voice coach Bob Ames. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9-Story Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stasis believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Rob, it wasn't a fast start yesterday. We had hoped for the boys hung in it again, but the fourth quarter really wasn't that good.
Yeah, we're all disappointed. We're all disappointed. We've had opportunities. We just shots didn't fall last night for us. They work hard all the time. I love them. It just didn't go our way.
Talked about the shots not going in, but Tucker did have 14 points to go with his 8 boards, and Brett had 10. I thought they both had good games.
They did. They did. I thought we had a chance. We had a lot of shots that had fallen in the past for us, just not fall last night. But yeah, those two contributed, and I'm happy for them. I just wish it could have been a different outcome for the team.
So you dropped the last two going into the last game of the season here against Summit. What's the message going into this game?
We're just going to play hard. We're just going to play hard, play for each other, play for Easton. This is Easton's last home game, and he's given a lot to this program, and he gives a lot to this team every time he steps on the floor, whether it's a practice or a game. So we're just going to play hard for each other and for Easton today.
What do you want to take away from this season?
It's a good question. That when we play together, we are a formidable team. And if we can ever get that, become a part of who we are, that we play together all of the time, I think we'll be a team that'll be a problem for a lot of teams next year.
Great. Good luck today, Rob. Thanks.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates.
State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime ribs every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete plane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, strainers, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Dancer, Don Mitchell welcoming you back to the Panther Dinner. The boys get ready to dance and summit one more time. It was a tough loss last night at the stall, but the boys coming out today looking to start fresh. The last time these two teams met, they played each other in Summit. The boys had a little time to relax after they got off the bus.
Right.
So they came out. Easton Bear had a double-double with 15 points and 11 boards. Tucker had, he scored in double digits. Unfortunately, Delta did drop that one to Summit.
We've just had some funky times this year. We've had moments where we played great. I thought, again, that Steamboat game, we lost 37-35, but that's your team that's winning this league title right now. And we were right there with them. And after that, we went on a four-game win streak. Looked like we had righted the ship, and then they just have kind of drifted here lately. So maybe they can get it put back on today. I hope so.
I hope so, you know, for the team's sake and especially for Easton Bear's sake. It's his last regular season home game. You know, Delta, the boys probably going to make the playoffs with that 31 or 32 seed. It looks like at least starting here today, I don't think there's going to be much movement there at the bottom. So Delta's going to go on the road, and they're going to have a tough draw. They're going to face the one or two. If they happen to move up to the 28th, they'll get the three. So regardless, this is going to be Delta's last home game of the season. So we'll take a look at the lineups now, and we will look at the reserves for Delta. It'll be number one, sophomore Shay Hine. Number five, junior Clayton Cryer. Number 11, sophomore Jordan Frazier. Number 15, junior Tucker Johnson, coming off the bench today. And number 20, junior Lance Porter. The starters for Delta, number 2, junior Wylan Bynum. Number 4, junior Brett Leho. Number 10, junior Landon Clay. Number 21, senior Easton Bear. Number 22, sophomore Eric Bear. Eric's been nursing a back injury. You know, I talked to Rob about it before yesterday's game, and, you know, he said it's just, you know, it's a back, and backs are tricky. Eric didn't start last night, but he's starting here today, so I'm guessing his back is in.
He's been a difference maker, too, and that's just one of those tough things. You can't even believe how it affects you when you run and everything. We saw his dad as we were leaving the other night. He said, that's a family deal, and he got the short end of the stick, which is about the only short end happening in the Bear household, but I hope he heals up. He's been playing good. He gave that little Dirk Nowitzki kind of fade away, step back fade away here the other night. He's got some Jokic quality, and man, has he been making a difference. He's been their best player, I think, the last two games that I've watched here at home.
You know, Eric's kind of that skinny, lanky type player. If he gets, you know, 5 or 10 pounds of muscle on him, Joker is exactly who he is going to be like, in my opinion.
He's got some game. He really does. Eric and Eric will work on his game, from what I understand. So that's what it's going to take. They're going to need him.
Taking a look at the reserves for Summit Tigers. Number 1, Hank Chabot. Number 3, Charlie Chabot. Number 50, Eli Soscheck. And number 10, Max Mako, the starter. Number 2, Christian Broughton. Number 22, Kyle Kimball. Number 15, Jake Shearholz. Number 4, Emilio Jane. And number 5, Tyler Hodges. So, again, my apologies for the out-of-order lineup, but that is how it is listed on the program. So, Paul Sheen finishing up the starting lineup, and we'll get to the tip-off. Tip-off brought to you by Taco Time. It'll be Easton Bear, and I imagine, I'm going to guess Jane is going to be tipping. And I am wrong. Looks like it's going to be Hodges. He's standing there at midcourt. And in case you have any questions, this cross will make you jump.
Wow, so I've never seen a tip like this. They got two back, kind of a Easton got it. Maybe that's why they kind of conceded. Looks like Summit's going to open up a man-to-man. Ryan O'Brien back in the starting lineup. There's the cross screen.
Loose ball.
Steal. Brett Laho got it stolen from him.
Broughton brings it across the time stripe for the time.
That's opening a man as well.
Broughton
to Hodges.
Hodges. They work it underneath to James. James kind of lost the handle, but able to dish it out. Now to Hodges off the glass. It's good.
Cut running a little spread set. Little high post spread set. Going a little back cut. Princeton back cut.
Easton Bear has that one knocked up in the air. Fight for the rebound. Eric picks it up. Eric Bear. It's going to be fouled by Shearholz. Eric. Needs to get that ball up just a little
he
bit.
He does. He's got to chin it, man. He just needs to chin that basketball.
Yeah. He's tall enough. He gets it up there. Players aren't going to really get to it.
This is a better Summit team than I've ever seen right here. They're aggressive defensively. I could tell from the first set that they ran there offensively. They got a little Princeton influence. Somebody's been watching some college hoop.
Eric Bear can't get the jumper. Rebound by his big brother. It's been an Easton strip. They get it in the hands of Broughton. Broughton kicks it out to Jay. Jay.
Yeah, Delta staying in man-to-man here. This is kind of rare for the Panthers. Usually they're in the 1-1-3 or the matchup. Landon's going to get a jump ball.
Through the leg, he got his hand on it in front of him and followed it all the way down, reached behind and underneath the knee of Broughton and able to force that jump.
That'll work.
Summit ball. Kimball to inbound.
Yeah, Delta staying in man-to-man here. Really got to jump to some help sides.
Jay, off the glass. It's good. Clay, up ahead to Laho. Back to Clay, now in the paint to Eric Bear. Everybody backs off and turns around and drains it.
So, nice to see that. Nice pass from Landon right on in there. Looks like Delta's going 1-1-3 now. Well, possibly the matchup here, but they're back to zone.
4-2 Summit. 6 minutes left in the first, in the paint. And a foul going to be called on Bynum. Shearholz had the ball in traffic there in the middle of three Panthers. And
he's a strong kid. He's a big old kid right there.
Bynum's the one that got called that time. Ryland's first. Inbound goes to Hodges, backs his way in, and he's called for the travel as he grabbed his foot. Summit head coach wanted a foul. There was none. Clay. Gets it in to Bear.
Shearholz got a foul already, so I like how Delta's going right at him. Get that ball into Eric Bear. Eric's got to go at him harder. Don't let him off the hook.
Perimeter game for Delta. Laho fed by Clay. He's going to be tapped from behind, but no foul called, and the turnover as it goes out of bounds.
So Delta going 2-2-1 now. Full court press. I like it. Looking to kick the tempo up here a little bit. Middle entry. Yeah, Summit got it. They broke the press.
Neither team got the foul they wanted. Broughton from the right corner shot is no good for three. Jane ends up with the ball now. Jane top of the key. Back over to Shearholz. We're working around the perimeter. Now left side. Ball is going to go, no, saved by Broughton. But Delta ends up with the ball. Laho from the right side kicks it into Clay. Clay.
Nice little short corner play right there. Summit never came and got him. Rebound Summit County.
Broughton.
Got to pressure the ball more. Ryland Bynum's got to get up on that basketball.
On the perimeter, Kimball for three from the top. No good. Rebound play. Long pass up ahead to Laho. Laho, long three ball from the right side. No good. Kimball tracks the rebound down for the Tigers.
I like the pace of this game. 4:25 left in the quarter. 4-2. Summit's up right now. Travel. That's their fourth turnover. Delta's got three. We've had a little loss of ball here, but this game is moving.
So we've got Hank Shabbat to both checking in and a discussion with the officials now. I'm not sure what this is all
about. It's about his uniform. It's about his undershirt.
Ah. So, we're going to get Double Zero checking in instead.
Yeah, he had a green. It was definitely matching their team colors, but not the prime. I think he got to match the majority of the jersey, which is black here today. So, anyway, the kid came in from, he's got an undershirt, a Patrick Ewing undershirt, long sleever, but it's black. Brett Leho on the drive, turned it over, Mark.
I believe Double Zero is back to Nakos, who's into the game now.
Brett's got three turnovers already in this quarter. Got to handle it.
Nakos at the top. Kicks it over to Jane. Jane works it inside to Shiros. Now back to Hodges. Loose ball. And turnover back to Delta. Eric Bear ends up with it. Long pass up ahead to Bynum. Bynum drives baseline. Can't get it to go. Picked up by Easton Bear. Put back made good. Rebound by Jane. Jane is going to take it all by himself. Trey went to the court trying to take the charge. Delta comes up with the rebound. Bynum back on the other end, and he is blocked by Shearholz. And there's some Don going back and forth there. Delta crowd doesn't appreciate that. They did call the technical on him. I like it. That's going to be his second. Summit Bench not happy. Delta crowd elated.
Yeah. This is really interesting because their coach was still busy chatting about the previous possession. The ball's going down here. Shearholz got the swat, and then he turned and taunted, and they slapped him with a technical. So now Delta shoot free throws. Let's go. Let's administer this game and get playing.
Summit coach still pleading his case from 2 plays ago when he thought he was fouled down here. And so Bynum to the line for two. Summit parent still yelling at the officials.
Rylan just needs to play, though. You don't stop and look at a fan. Play this game, man. Shoot your free throw.
So now we're going to get Hank Chabot into the game as he gets the wardrobe malfunction figured out.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is all right. People are acting like nobody's ever yelled at an official or got a technical before. Let's play basketball. It's all right. That's what happens when you don't pack it out all the time. If we had 1,000 people in here, that'd just be another piece of noise. But when it's quiet, everybody's sitting on their hands, this parent stands out like a sore thumb. That was hilarious. But I've never seen a kid look up from the free throw line to watch a fan yell. That kind of lets the fan know that they got some sway. Delta's got momentum. Brett Leho with a sweet pivot move right there. Got the bucket.
So Chabot will bring it across.
Delta's up 5-4. That was momentum changing. And Shearholz got 2 fouls now because that team went his personal count. Delta's running the 1-2-2 here.
Kimball with the basketball back to Chabot. Goggles a la... Can't remember, didn't Bill Van Beer have goggles like that? Collision as Clay was going for the ball, and are they going to call that foul on Broughton? Or is that going to be on Clay?
That's going to be on Landon Clay. No problem. Delta's up 5-4, 2:47 left in the first.
So Hodges will check back in. Now the official having a conversation with another, I think that's Charlie Chabot. As Hank Chabot gets it into Jane, kicks it back to Hank. Loose ball.
Delta is playing some good defense, Mark. Up ahead to Leho. Ah, they called him for a travel. Brett has got 4 turnovers in this quarter. He just got to slow down. Mark, take the easy one. Delta extending the full court pressure here.
Brett ended up in traffic and too many steps. Delta... trying to press here in the backcourt. Summit breaks it, Jane. 1-on-3, can't get it to go. putback is good by Kimball.
Delta's got it out in a 2-2-1, and Summit broke at that time, missed the layup, but the little guy got the rebound. Brett Laho cherry-picked out. Delta's looking to really penetrate past him. RB's going to make a living from the line today if he'll knock him in. He just made a drive right there. Delta's down 6-5, but he's going to shoot two more, Mark.
Rylan Bynum has really excelled at the art of drawing the foul.
He's a good driver, but he's only 1-3 from the stripe. Puck's coming in now. We got Shea Hines, who really played a good ball game. Ball game before last, had some good perimeter shots, knocked in some threes there late, brought Delta back into that game. Rylan hit the second one.
Score tied at 6, a little more than 2 minutes left in the first of this spirited contest. Not sure if that was an over and back.
He didn't have all 3 points across. This is the right call.
Okay, Charlie Chabot gets it over to Broughton. Broughton to Jane. Jane.
Delta trapping this in the corner. I like it. Stepped out of bounds. That's good. That's good defense, Delta Panthers.
Jordan Frazier checks in for Eastern Bears. Clayton Pryor will come in for Clay.
Yeah, this is a fresh lineup, but Summit County smelling it out. They're going to press here, too. They got the youngsters playing the point. So,
Item to Johnson. Duck up ahead, but Pryor is a travel.
Yeah, Clayton Pryor has got to put that down before he lifts the pivot foot.
So Bynum,
6 turnovers for Delta.
Bynum, the only starter that remains on the court, is inbound goes to Broughton in the backcourt. Quickly up to Charlie Chabot, now Hank Chabot. Gets it back to Broughton. Broughton to James. James now drives. Tries to get around Pryor. Takes it himself. Finger roll good.
Summit's falling back to man now, decided not to press. Tuck on the perimeter is going to be a problem for these guys. Nice drive, Shea Hine. Got it blocked.
No nice problem.
Wow, they're talking. This is a talking box. They get a shot block like it's the first time that ever happened.
Hine goes to Cryer on the left side. They try to work it underneath to Frazier. It bounces back out to Bynum. Weiland. To Hine on the right side. Shea, inside the arc, tries to bounce it into Johnson.
Bad passing angle right there, Mark. Shea's got to just be solid with the ball.
James' shot is blocked by Hine. And the difference there, no talk. Shea just walks back to his position on the court to play defense.
Yeah, he's just upset at himself for turning it over here on the other end.
Inbound goes to Hank Chabot at the top. He dribbles in. Shot is good off the glass.
Kind of Euro stepped that one. They decided not to press. 40 seconds left. Summit's up 10-6.
Right.
They're back in a 2-3 zone now.
Gets it over to Bynum.
Delta's got to move it. They got a real advantage with Tucker. Tuck can take this inside or out. Right there, Tuck.
Left corner. No good. Rebound by Broughton. 24 seconds.
20 seconds left. We'll see if they go for one possession. Nope. Turnover. 7th Summit County turnover. Broughton threw that one to the wall.
Stops the clock at 2:17. Delta is going to play for the last shot of the quarter here.
They got it. Shea Hines fired it. That's not a good shot, Mark. You don't want to shoot that with 13 seconds left.
Hank Chabot gets the rebound, tries to take it by himself, gets it to go.
That's what you do. You give him a chance to do that one.
Find him at the buzzer from half short. No good off the front of the rim. The end of one. Summit leads 12-6. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta will have possession to start the second quarter. Some pressure extended now as Breyer gets it in the backcourt.
They're back man-to-man. Delta's going to run the cross screen. Tux has got to wait for that. You could get open, Tux.
Bynum picks up his dribble, gets it into Johnson. Tux is going to be fouled on the floor.
Yeah, they got a serious strength mismatch. Tucker getting guarded by number three, Charlie Chabot. He has his second, and if they're going to try to guard Tux with him, that is a mismatch bar none.
The big boy Krawchuk is going to check into the game.
Yeah, that puts a little different somebody on Tux.
Yeah, that match him with size and strength. About that time, Tux gets it off the glass. Assist to Cryer.
Nice left hand by Tux. He stopped with both hands around the bucket. Good finisher. Good score.
Delta back within four. Hank Chabot gives it up to Broughton. Broughton tries to work it inside. There's a steal by Johnson. Tux stops before he gets to the time strike. Drops it off to Cryer. Cryer stops. Gets it over to Heim for three left side. No good. Rebound by Jane. And Dunham's got it going back left to right. Broughton directs traffic now. Gets it over to the left side. And that Hodges drives, runner no good. Put back by Jane.
Got to hit that glass. Tuck came out to close out and help his teammate. Somebody's got to help him. They got to help the helper.
Bynum.
Nobody guards Bynum.
Pop. Can't get the three. Rebound Cryer. Cryer puts it up to the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Jane. Now Hank Chabot, top of the key. Little crossover dribble. Kicks it out to Jane on the right side. Jane goes underneath. To Hodges, it's good on the reverse. 8-point lead for Summit. Cryer zips it in, and Frazier shoved to the floor, and there's no call. Rob's saying, calm down. It's okay. We'll let that one pass.
Yeah, but we just need to run a little offense right there.
Jordan Frazier literally was shoved square in the back. Dane Chabot drives the lane.
That's a travel.
Runs in.
Oh, they're going to call it on the floor against Stock. Just his first, no problem. Delta's only got three fouls here. Summit's only got four, but Shearholt has two of them.
Rob is a little perplexed there on the bench. Chabot to Kimball. Kimball back to Chabot. Hank Chabot, that is. Over to Broughton. Broughton, the cross check. Cross check. Kicks it back out. Broughton, right side. Hodges to screen, no good. Rebound, Jordan Frazier. Outlet to Cryer. Cryer. To Porter. Lance Porter in the game now.
Summit really mixing up defenses there. Man-to-man again here. Pressuring it quite a bit out on the perimeter. Tuck's got the quickness matchup now. They got to get that ball back to Tuck.
They try to go underneath to Jordan Frazier. He stays it, turns the ball over. Hank Chabot. Long pass. Hodges stops underneath. Can't make the shot. Rebound Johnson.
Good defense by Tuck right there. Closed out and...
Oh, guys. Cryer frustrated. See, that one's high.
Clayton's got three turnovers, too. Here come the starters.
Good minutes by the bench. Just they weren't really clicking out there.
Too many turnovers. Just got to take care of it. When they're in, play some good defense, take care of the basketball. Starters back in. Delta's hit a 1-2-2.
Still only an 8-point advantage for Summit. A little more than five left in the half. Kimball on the left side. Back to Hodges around to Chabot. Chabot at the top of the key. Chabot looks to drive. Nope, backs back out of it.
Well, Delta's in this zone, but we are closely guarding the guy up top.
Good save, but
so we need a five count on.
Todd just came up with the rebound and the putback.
That one hurt. Summit was really patient on that possession. They're up 18-8 now. Another turnover by the Panthers. Landon trying to get it to Easton there. Too wide. That's Landon's first turnover, but man, we have had too many losses of ball here. Too many turnovers. Not enough field goal attempts even. We only got 8 points, 4.5 left in the second quarter. Delta pressing a little bit now. 2-2-1 again. Right to the middle. Summit busted it. Sheerholtz back in the game. He's got two. That's one to watch.
And Chabot has a shot blocked and goes out of bounds. Nate goes back into the game. Broughton, the inbound. Goes to Sheryl to the left, gives it back to Broughton. Long pass to Kimball on the right side, right corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Sheerholz. Delta will have possession. Here comes the press.
Yeah, Summit's going to pick it up. Zone pressure down the sideline. Ooh, nice. Eric Bear on the dish from Brett Leho.
Good press break by Clay.
That was.
Just outside, Leho had to lean to get it and save the ball from going out of bounds to Bear. Now back on the other end, Delta with the steal. Clay up ahead to Bynum. Bynum drives baseline, kicks it back to Bear. Easton threw that one away. No, tap by Clay to Leho. Leho now crossover.
Got to slow down. Got to slow down.
And
just make a good play.
Eric's going to be bumped, called for the foul.
Going to be three on Sheerholz. They're thin, man. They only dressed eight. Not a lot of depth. That technical is going to come back and haunt that kid. It's definitely cost him some playing time already. Delta ball, 18-10. They're down. 3.5 left. Here's Leho from the corner.
Can't get it. Leho gets it back from the free throw line. Off the top of the backboard, no good. Up ahead to Kimball. Kimball, right corner in a trap. Dings it down to the other side. Saved by Summit. Nako's in the paint, no good. Rebound Jane. Jane gets it back out to Broughton.
Broughton really carries that ball. He puts his full hand underneath it.
Ball knocked away.
Nice hand. Landon Clay got the deflection steal on that one.
Rob Ames calls the timeout. Delta's down by 6. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacia Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacia believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacia Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
The Delta with a little bit of momentum now. 2:45 left in the first half. Summit leads 18-12. But Delta breaking the press, getting the ball up ahead, and getting an easy bucket.
Honestly, Sheerholz getting that technical woke our guys up. We were kind of lackadaisical, a little complacent. Acted like we got back from a long bus trip from Basalt or something. When you got a ball game to play, you just got to get ready to go. But it woke them up. And I like the intensity we're playing with. We just got to handle the ball better, Mark. We're pressing them now. Face guards. Right on by them. Here's the steal by Leho. Go up, buddy. Go up.
Kicks it out to Bear. Eric can't get the easy one. It's going to go out of bounds off of Summit.
Summit having a little trouble with our pressure. That's their 11th turnover.
Broughton up ahead to Jane. Jane on the far side, slime and the shot. charge 12 ump, James.
That's it. Eric Behr taking the charge. That's a 12 summit turnover. Nice play by Eric Behr. Little more than 2.5 as Scott comes in for Eric. Eric gets a nice round of applause from the student section. Nice turnout on a Saturday afternoon by the students.
These kids want to see us win.
Rayho. Is it not the way? Now gets it to Clay underneath the tuck.
Oh, Tuck missed the bunny.
Broughton across the time stripe. Kicks it into Jane. Jane back out to Broughton.
Delta's playing good defense today, Mark. Closing out. Got some intensity.
Jane kicks it out to Kimball. Three ball left side. It's good. 2 minutes left. Summit leads 21-12.
Summit's back in a 2-3 zone now, so they're mixing it up. Most possessions land in Clay for the three ball.
The answer. Back to a 6-point lead for the Tigers. Kimball. Still in the backcourt. Broughton finally brings it across. Broughton gets it into James. James working on Tuck. Pivots out. Now to Nakos in the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound by Tuck. Tuck.
Got a boy, Tucker J. Nice rebound. Strap for it. 21-15. Summit's up. 6-point game.
Clay.
Summit's manning again. They don't want to see Landon Clay getting that thing going.
Clay now Bynum drives as his pocket picks. But Tucker Johnson there to clean up the mess. 66 seconds left in the half.
Tuck's up 4.
Delta,
nice effort, spirited effort here. There's a turnover. 13th Summit turnover. Ryland Bynum getting up there and playing some D. 4-point game, less than a minute left. Let's get a bucket, boys.
Clay inbounds to Bynum. It's the ball back to Clay. Clay to Bynum. Stolen by Jay. Nope, knocked out of bounds.
Summit running a little 2-3 zone trap. That time. They got a lot of tools in their belt.
Delta kind of telegraphed that.
Yeah. The thing about having that many tools is you don't necessarily go 100% on any single one of them. Brett with a travel. Fifth turnover, young Padawan.
Yeah,
slow down, bud. He's just such a heartbeat for this team. Brett plays hard.
I mean, he's trying to get it going. He's trying to make something happen. And the stutter step is no good. Jay turns it over. Bynum, 3-on-2 in the lane, and he's going to have a strip from him. 34 seconds. Nakos all alone on the other side, laying good. Bynum back to Clay. Clay up across the stripe. Gets it to Leho. Leho to Clay. Now East there underneath to Johnson. Tuck, left-handed jumper is good. The one-hander.
Tuck got 6. 8 seconds left.
Shot by Hodges. Get blamed for 3. 10 seconds. Clay at the buzzer. Can't get it. At the half, Summit leads 26-19. Take a break and come back. And Vaughn, you and I are going to talk about the history of Delta basketball.
Bounce on.
That's coming up next. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at halftime, Summit with a 26-19 lead. And, you know, Vaughn, we talk about it from time to time throughout the games that we broadcast and just little tidbits of history of the Delta basketball program, but I'd like to talk a little bit more in-depth about it now. It's a program that you actually had a part in.
Yes. I grew up here. For starters, my family moved here in 1975. Mom used to drop us off down at the old school. We'd go in and watch games. And what is now Tacos Garcia was a Tasty Freeze. Right across the street was a 7-Eleven. My brother and I could go down there and get a couple hot dogs, run back and sit in the old gym that was packed. The band would play Children of Sanchez and popcorn. And we had a coach that came in late 70s named John Van Tassel. He coached Dwayne Bush, a lot of the Cudas, Greg, Patrick, and those guys came through, a lot of the Browns, a lot of the Bowling that lived here, some really good players and some good teams. Jim Heath was on that team, Rodney Kamar, and that place would just be rocking, and I mean, you couldn't hardly find a seat. Little kids like me like to go sit up on the balcony up there, and we got to play our little league games at halftime and that kind of thing. It was a blast, and still one of my favorite places in the world is that old gym. I just love the place. But we did that, and then they moved up here in the early 80s. We had the tartan floor, and that's when Van Tassel had left. He went over to the Air Academy High School, actually ended up winning a state title about 1988 in that. And Al Blank moved to Delta and had some really good teams through the 80s. He left probably about 1986 or so, but early in the 80s, Delta had their only All-American basketball player, a guy by the name of Mike Grabham, who led the Southwestern League in scoring to over 24 a game, I remember, 24.4. And probably one of the coolest games ever. We watched this as a little kid. We watched them beat play Durango. I don't think we won the game. Durango had a kid to play tight end at Arizona State named Stein Koss. And Grabham had, I believe, 38 points and 16 assists.
Wow.
On the night. It was a great game. Down at the old gym wearing his top 10, his Adidas top 10. So, yeah, I've been around a long time and then was blessed to coach them, and I love this place.
You know, I obviously not from here. I didn't grow up here, but, you know, I moved here to Delta in 2008, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, brought my family, young family. The kids grew up here in Delta. You know, I've been here 15, 20 years now. I don't do the math. You know, I don't
right.
do math. But, you know, and Delta's really become my home, and, you know, not being a graduate from Delta High School doesn't mean I don't love this place as well.
Oh, absolutely.
It's kind of become my adopted school, if you will. No offense, Fort Morgan High School in Fort Morgan. But, you know, the players, you know, with both of my kids coming through here, I got to know a lot of the players, you know, a lot of the Ameses, a lot
right.
of, you know, the Bears coming through this school, you know, and there was a 4-year age difference between my two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I got almost two different generations,
right.
if you will, of the more recent kids coming through, and, you know, just the...
Well, your son was our manager.
Yeah.
We called him Dane Dave Trent. He did a great job for us. And your niece helped manage. Morgan,
yep, Morgan.
Was in here with us,
yep.
too. So some neat kids, and it's just a great place.
Yeah.
You know, I think about so many games through the years and just so many kids. I love seeing them. That's one of my favorite parts is seeing a kid come back. It's just such a great place to grow up still. It is still such a great place, and it's because of the people. the people around here, the salt of the earth that lives on California Mesa. And if you're good around here, the farmers will come watch you. You know, these guys come in. We got a couple playing now, these Auburn girls and stuff. When you're good, we got some Frasers. I just saw the Fraser take a family picture. You know, there are some old Delta names. I remember Kirk, who's the grandfather to Aubrey and to Avery and Jordan here. I remember Kirk playing down at the old school. He's not going to like me telling this one. But I remember him slapping the deck down at the old school and getting a T-bone down there during a ball game. But just tough, strong, and just so many people that poured into you. Dwayne Bush is one of them. Dwayne ended up teaching and coaching. He was actually up at your range when I was finishing high school playing here for the Panthers. Dwayne had some good teams up at UA. Then he went to Olathe for a while. And now he's retired teacher coach. He's active with the DHS. In fact, he is probably the founder of the DHS alum. And Dwayne's got Panther roots. And his buddies, the Browns, Gordy and Howard, I think are both still in coaching. Kenny Brown, their brother, is the golf pro here in Delta. And so, great people. Their dad, the Browns' dad, was the principal at Delta High School when I was a little kid. So there's just all kinds of connections that you're around all the time. I look across in these bleachers, and, I mean, there are people that, man, I've known at this point in my life. I mean, I'm in my 50s, so Steve Ryer, when I look at him, I've known him since I was 6 years old, since we moved here, our baseball coach. So, and Rob, not too much longer after that, I met Coach Ames. So just tons of connections, and I love them. And I'm thankful that this is where I got to grow up, thankful for my parents moving here.
Well, Delta, you know, and I'm the same. You know, when we moved to Delta, the first thing I noticed, you know, and I'm a small-town guy. Some people prefer big cities. Some people prefer small towns. I prefer small towns. I grew up in a small town. Obviously, Fort Morgan, roughly the same size as Delta. And just that the sense of community that Delta brings, and then just family.
Absolutely. You have tons of that. I'll never forget when Rob Steen won that regional title. Faith Christian wanted to pray here at halftime, and those bleachers were packed, and everybody just took their hats off and bowed their heads and joined with those kids. I mean, it was a beautiful moment in this gym. There was a kid that was right in front of me. He's in my brother's class of 85, that I want to mention. That was probably the greatest point, in my opinion, the greatest point guard to ever play here. His name was Steve Jones. Stevie was an all-state wide receiver and point guard, and he was probably still the best defensive guard that I've seen. He averaged a legit 8 steals a game, and he could guard from perimeter to post. Everywhere you wanted to be, he was already there. And then I also want to mention Ryan Crick, because Mr. Crick's still on the bench here. Wayne Crick poured into generations of us, even back in Delta time when we used to play heavyweight, lightweight. You had to weigh over 100 pounds to play on the heavyweight team. I was always a lightweight back then, but Mr. Crick gave me a ride to practice in the morning. And his son Ryan, I believe, still holds the single-game scoring record. He played for Hutch. Hutch, our art teacher, was the coach through a lot of the 90s. And I think Ryan's single-game scoring record is 45. I may have to confirm with the Cricks, but he put up 45 in a game. And they had a pretty good group right through there.
Fun story real quick about Coach Crick. You know, he used to cover the team for the DCI, Zayn Sentinel, or excuse me, the Delta County Independence, and, you know, he'd do some radio stuff. And when I came to cover my first Delta game, when I was covering rifle, so this would have been down at the old middle, or at what's now the middle school, the old
right.
Rifle, that press box down there, and they said, hey, there's a guy in Delta that wants to do the game with you. So I came in as the rifle broadcaster, Wayne came in as the Delta broadcaster, and we did the broadcast, the rifle guy and the Delta guy, on the same broadcast. It was pretty amazing.
He's a giver. He's a 100% giver. He and his wife, who Mrs. Cook probably holds the world record for number of games scored in a lifetime. I mean, that lady's still keeping score for junior high games and all that. Phenomenal people. I love them.
She keeps score on the road for the boys.
Yeah. They're incredible people. Givers.
So, the Tigers have possession to start the second half, inbound into the front court. It's Jane. Starters back on the court for both teams. Jane in the paint, off the glass, high, no good. Rebound by Easton Bear.
Delta went back to man-to-man right there.
Delta down by 7.
Easto with his fourth rebound of the game. Landon Clay for 3-ball. Get in there.
Can't get it. Jane with the rebound, trapped in the corner by Bynum. Now the Tigers get out of it.
Delta staying in man-to-man. I like this. James. Got to get a little more active against the ball here. Put some better ball pressure on.
Kimball, guarded by Leho. Long pass to Shearholz. Shearholz with the free foul. To James. James kicks it out to Kimball.
Lots of back touch. These guys are more comfortable against man-to-man.
Jane to Broughton. Broughton now to Hodges at the top. Back to Kimball. Kimball with a little rip and dribble. Kicks it out to Shearholz. Shearholz to Jane on the right side. Looks for the screen. Goes underneath. They kick it back out and around. Broughton to the right corner. Hodges, three ball. No good. Put back by Jane. No good. That rebound by Summit. They kick it around. And by kick it, I mean just kind of toss it lightly. Ends up in the hands of Jane, and a foul is going to be called.
Two offensive rebounds right there, keeping a new possession alive for Summit County. About a 35-second possession right here. So,
inbound to Shearholz. He gets in the lane. Shot's no good. Rebound by Clay. Up ahead to Leho. Leho in front of his own bench. To Clay, back to Leho. Long three ball, no good. Rebound by Summit. Kimball with the ball for the Tigers. Long pass up ahead to Hodges. Hodges.
Eric Bear sent that back out of there.
Hodges with it again. Drops it off to Jane in the paint. It's good. 28-19, Summit with the lead. A little more than 6 minutes left in the third. Clay. To Leho. To Bynum at the top. Back to Leho. To Clay. Bynum. Bynum drives. Gets stuck in traffic. And it goes out of bounds trying to get to East in the corner.
Got to have some place to go with it. Dribbling that baseline. I'd like to see Ryland just take that thing and shoot a 12-footer on the baseline. Delta pressing a little bit here. Looks like a 1-3-1. Up over the top. They called the hack. Got the foul on Landon Clay up over the top.
So I think that's going to be Lando's first.
No, it'll be the second. Excuse me. 28-19. Summit's up. 5:41 left in the third.
So Jane will go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws. Good. Extends. Summit leads at 10. That one's good. Hank Chabot checks back in.
Summit's in a 2-3. It looks like they're going to trap. Yeah, it's a jump trap. Nice. Nice pass. Bear to bear underneath. Ethan got his shot blocked. Went back up after the offensive board. Missed it again. Out of bounds on Summit. That's Delta ball underneath. Ethan with his fourth offensive rebound. He's got to stick that back, Mark.
Nelson inbound goes to Leo. Right corner, wide open, three ball. No good. Rebound down. Oh, healed by Hodges. Back on the other end. It's good.
He's a lanky one on the finish. Left-handed finish by Hodges there.
Leo to Clay. To Bynum, shot no good, rebound by the Tigers. Broughton brings it down. Chabot, three ball, no good. Touch put back, no good by Shearholz. Another three, no good.
Good block out by Landon Clay right there. Landon got the defensive board. 4:48 left in the third.
Bynum gets up a wild shot, just can't get enough on it. Broughton, other end. Shot no good, and Eric Bear got hit. Might have hyperextended his elbow a little bit, going for the rebound. Hodges called for the foul. That's his first. And Tuck will check back in as Eric will go kind of shake out the elbow a little bit. Looks like Nako's back in for the Tigers as well.
I'd watch out for the 2-3 trap. Yeah, kind of a jump press right here. Half-court press. Delta's got it. Ethan turned it over. Leho got it back, though. Got a little bit lucky. Leho put it in there.
Good.
Back to a 10-point lead for Summit. Brett got the three ball right there off a nice pass by Landon Clay.
String a few more of those together. What do you say? Jane with the ball. Kicks it out to Chabot, right side. Broughton. Nakos back to Broughton. They work it into Jane. Jane can't get it to go. Rebound by Clay.
Another nice rebound, Landon. On the weak side. Get him another one. Get this thing over to Leho. Let's fire another three ball.
Leho has it at the top now. Goes to Bynum on the left side. Bynum now. Wanted to get it into East, but it was covered. Now Clay looks to drive. Takes it. No good. Rebound by Leho. Leho in the paint. Fadeaway jumper. Gone! And a timeout called by Delta.
Delta!
So if Delta can string a few more of these possessions together where they get points after, you know, a stop, you know, they can get back into this. And they're not out of it by any stretch, you know.
No.
Down by eight.
Down by eight, Brett's playing hard. Getting the bucket right there.
And Brett Leho just so badly wants to make something happen every time he gets the ball in his possession.
Yes.
Almost to the point where he gets going a little too fast, but.
Well, he's got five turnovers tonight, but the key right now is Landon Clay. Landon's making these great defensive rebounds, and he's helping set up Brett. That's it. Sometimes you just gotta lean on your teammates a little bit. They'll help you find the right pace.
Summit with the ball.
Delta back in the 1-2-2 now.
Chabot. Over to Broughton. Back to Chabot. Chabot kicks it out to Kimball, right side, right corner, three ball, no good. Fight for the rebound.
Got the ball, Landon Clay with another board.
The long inbound to Johnson gets it to Leho on the right side. Now back into Chuck off the glass. High percentage right-handed one-hander is good.
Chuck's got eight on the night. Another assist by Landon Clay. He's got three assists. Coach James getting ready to come in. Nearly wholesale here. Looks like he's got four subs ready to check in. Dunkers within six.
Chabot, three ball. No good. Rebound by Summit.
Boy, okay. We get a stop like that, Mark. We just got to get that defensive rebound. Finish the possession up.
Long skip back to Nakos, gets it to Jane. Now Nakos in the lane, shot's no good. That shot's blocked, but they're going to call tough for the foul, I think. I thought he had off ball, but
it looked like it to me, too.
So that'll send Nakos to the line for two. He'll get the first.
No, that's five. It's a wholesale exchange here. Delta's got five substitutes coming into the game. Little Big Bear, part of them, though. So, Shea Heim, so you got Heim and Clayton Cryer in the backcourt now.
Empties the bench. Porter and Frazier in there as well. That one's good.
I'd look for Soma to press a little bit here. Yeah, nice, but he's not doing it.
Steerholz and Hodges back in for the Tigers.
They're going to match. They're going man-to-man.
Cryer will run the point, brings it across. Gets the stream from Frazier. Tries to get it underneath and turns it over.
That's Clayton's fourth turnover. That's just tough minutes to bring a kid in off the bench and have him turn it over four times.
Hodges, they're working around to Kimball, left corner, three ball, good. Cryer. Across the time stripe now. Clayton. Dishes to Hine. Back to Clayton. They work it into Eric there. Eric. Shoulders in. Shot no good. Rebound by the Tigers. Chabot tries to crossover. Fight for the loose ball and a foul. Going to be called on Cryer. Student section, entire Delta bench disagrees. But.
Well, I think the initial part of that was good. He got the ball. It was clean. So, boy, I tell you, people act like they've never seen a foul called or anything. No problem. Let's play this game. It's an 11-point game. The problem is we turn it over too much.
Sherbel in the paint. Dribble kicks it out. Charlie Chabot over to Kemble. Three ball no good. Rebound by Sherbel. That was just flat out taken away by Eric Banner.
Stuffed him and got the board. Good job, Eric Bear.
Jay Hines tries to get it to Porter. Keeps strong on the pass.
Porter's got to catch that, man. Varsity game.
118 left in the third. Summit leads 37-20.
Delta picking up here. It's new little look. I think it's just a 1-2-2 half-court trap. Summit turned it over. Nice job, Panthers. 16th Summit turnover.
Clayton Cryer with the basketball. Calls out the play. Now brings it. Works it inside to Eric Bear. Can't get it to go. No foul card. Looks like Eric got hit in the arm.
Under a minute. Under a minute here in third quarter. Steered by Clayton Cryer. Pass ahead to Porter. Bucket.
So 9-point lead for the Tigers. 40 seconds left. Chabot looking on Cryer. To Kimble. They try to get it underneath. And now a timeout called by the Tigers. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Bouncer Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fides Cafe in Delta. Fides Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fides Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fides Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fides Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in the Panther Den, Mark Shannon and Vaughn Mitchell. So, 32 seconds left in the third. Summit leads 37-28. Summit will have the basketball. Delta with Schreier, Hines, Porter, Frazier, and Eric Bear on the court.
Seconds left in the third quarter here. I miss a lot of college teams going to this kind of timeout in the half. Just trying to make the most of that one last possession. Clayton Cryer's going to get a five count. I picked it up. Down to 20. Summit still got the ball. Steal by Shea Hines. And he's going to throw it off of Nate Chabot and bounce it out of bounds. 17th Summit turnover. Delta's got 15 seconds. They got to be smart. Got to be smart. Take this shot with nothing left, boys. Not too early.
Hines shot it with 6 seconds. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Eric Bear has it stripped. Now back, and that's how the quarter's going to end. So Summit leads 37-28. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations non-naming Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete Chinese experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Summit with possession to start the final. Stanza Broughton gets it to Jane. Jane
Mahajan. They work it in. Shearholt in the paint. One dribble now to Jane. Jane baseline off the glass. No good. Rebound by Eric Barron. He just leaked the back again. Ah, bless his heart. So Eric going to hobble to the bench. Rusak will check back in, but he just twists wrong or steps wrong, and it goes out. So
man, I feel for him. That's tough. It's an 11-point game. 7:30 left in the fourth. Summit County's in a 2-3 zone.
Cryer to try to work it into Johnson. Gets away from him. Hine has the pass knocked away by the Tigers, and Delta will maintain possession. Fine, long inbound to Porter. Porter to Johnson. Chuck nearly has it taken away. Kicks it out to Hine. Hine from the free throw line is good. 9-point lead for Summit. 7:13 left in the game.
If he could heat it up right there, that would make a difference this quarter. Shea's got some range, some stretch that would help our Panthers here.
Charlie Chabot. Long pass to Jane. Jane. Back out. Broughton. Right side now. Going to throw it off of Clayton Cryer's foot. And Cryer called for kicking. Maintains possession. Hank Chabot checks back in as does Kimball for the Tigers. James, to Chabot.
They gave up a layup. They didn't sink down and help right there. Summit's up by 11, 41-30, 6:43. Coach Ames coming back with the starters.
Eric Bear wanted to come back in with him, but Rob told him to have a seat and take care of the back. And Chabot with the ball. Has it knocked away? Cryer. Cryer, stop. No good. And foul going to be called.
And they're fouled on the next quarter.
Called on Porter.
6:20. Delta's got 5 team fouls on the half here. So Summit County's got just one.
So
saying that, if we need to start stopping the clock, we're going to be in good shape here. Be close if we need to. Down the stretch, keep an inventory. Delta's got 3 timeouts. We got to make some buckets. Get this thing back to a one-possession game.
Shearholt kicks it out to Chabot. Hey, Chabot. Over to Kimball. Kimball. Gets it to Jane. Jane now goes to Chabot in the left, excuse me, right corner. They work it underneath to Shearholt. Good job by Clay getting in front of Shearholt.
Easton got 6 boards here.
Leho right side. Bynum at the top. Bynum now drives. Bynum kicks it out to Johnson. Tucks to Clay. 3 ball. No good. And this one's going to be kicked out of bounds by Hodges. After Leho swatted it into him. Play to inbound. Goes to Leho, wide open three right corner, no good. He didn't have enough on that one.
Nah, hit the side of the glass. Tough angle.
Kimball trapped in the corner, long pass to Chabot on the left side, back over to the right. Hodges to Jane.
We got to get going. Mark, 5 minutes left, down by 11. We got to have some defensive intensity. Come on, Ryan, Bynum, step up here. Get moving. Landon Clay's playing hard. They're going to try to take the air out of this thing. They're running 30-second possessions.
Kimball to Hodges.
No hurry. There's a trippy out of boy, Brett. Got a steal.
Leho, top of the key. This is to Bynum. Bynum back to Leho. Now touch. 3 ball, no good. Rebound by Jane. Hodges. Right corner shot, no good. Rebound by Chabot, and Delta just doesn't have any intensity out there.
They're really clobbering us on the offensive glass here, Mark. Brett Leho for 3, though. Right back. Missed it. Summit's got a one-on-one break here out front.
Leho lays in, and Jane with the bucket. 15-point lead for the Tigers.
timeout.
Rob Ames going to call a timeout. So I think we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner, Vaughn Mitchell, back with you at Delta High School. Rob down there in the huddle trying to fire the guys up. Get them to play with a little more intensity here.
Pour it in, 100%, 100% in.
45-30, Summit with the lead, 4:11 left in the game.
Got to make something happen, though, here. You got to go, I mean, you got to take good shots. That's it. You definitely got to be moving, but you don't want to rush something that's just a cruddy shot. And there's a good one. Shoot it, Ethan Bear. Shoot the five-footer.
Leho. And carry, it wasn't called, kicks it out to play.
Get in there.
No good. Rebound by the Tigers.
Delta trying to press now a little bit, looking to turn him over. Summit busting it through the middle of the zone press.
Jane bounce pass to Chabot in the paint. Low pass to Hodges. Kicks it up, goes baseline, kicks it out to Timball just inside the arc. Following jumpers, good.
Up by 17, let's go guys, let's fight.
Leho, baseline to Johnson, stuck in the lane. Good.
Nice pass by Brett right there. Stuck, getting the bucket. Tucker's got 10.
Chabot nearly lost it, got it back. Now Shearholz from the lane, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound Easton Bear.
East with his seventh board of the day.
Long pass up ahead, gets knocked away. Hodges. Going to go one-on-one, and the reverse lane is good. Went to the left hand. It's 49-32 Summit. Leho trying to answer with a three ball for the right side. No good. Rebound by Summit, and Houston's going to be called for the foul.
That's the 20th defensive rebound by Summit today.
So six team fouls for Delta, only one.
2:51 left in the game.
The Tigers.
You really do have to make them turn it over right now. We got to hit some buckets.
That's just it. We aren't taking back.
No, we're shooting a miserable percentage. And we haven't been to the free throw line hardly at all. Four attempts in the whole game. That was Ryland Bynum. Summit calling a timeout. Yeah. Ryland shot those four free throws there. I think those were in the first quarter. That's it. We have not been to the strike.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the lopsided foul count.
Yeah, they got one team foul here. I mean, we're not going to go anytime soon unless we go to the bucket. Go up strong, get hacked in the act. That's really what they need to do. Score with the clock stopped and hit some. What I'm looking for right now is, like, the guys that don't quit. The ones that are still just putting out every ounce of energy. That's how you do it. That's being a Panther.
So we'll see what we get down the stretch here. 2:41 left in the game. Summit leads 49-32. Time to dig deep. Time to see what you got. Summit with the basketball. Kimball trying to inbound. Finally gets it to James. James to Broughton. Broughton. Delta's got him trapped and gets it away. Nakos into James. Bounces it to Church. Broadshot. Now back out to Nakos. Jane, back to Broughton now. Broughton almost has it stolen, but Jane gets his hands on it in the lane. Can't get the runner to go.
That a boy East.
By Bear.
Eighth rebound. I'm proud of him.
Having a good game in his last home game of the regular
season. There we go. That'll work. Get to the bucket. 2:07 left. We're down by 17. He's going to shoot some free throws.
The only senior on this team not quitting. Still going hard.
Yep.
That a boy, he said. Free throws sponsored by Modern Appliance Company.
This head coach is going to press here, so we'll get some turnovers. That could change things up here. Getting out of boy. Made them both.
49-34. A little more than 2 minutes left. One's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Fight him poking that one. Jane. Get inbound again.
Attaboy, Brett Leho.
Broughton tries to get it to go, and they're going to say he's out of bounds. Delta forces the turnover.
That's a 20th summit turnover.
Little face guard coming from Broughton. Delta goes into the backcourt and play. Play to bind him.
He's got, right, he's got to pivot and shoot it. You don't have time to be pivoting much.
Leo.
49-34. Guys, you got to shoot it.
Find him. Clay.
Knock it in, Lance.
Three ball. No good.
He's had a rough shooting day today.
Shot's no good. Loose ball. Rebound, James.
12th offensive rebound by Summit today.
To Broughton. He's going to be fouled by Bynum. So, Tigers into the bonus. Front end, no good. Rebound, Bear. Gets it to Clay. Clay. Long pass to Bynum, shoots the three ball. Oh, no good. I thought that one was going to go in. Jane with the rebound. 70 seconds left in the game. 49-34 Summit. Broughton. Delta's kind of looking like they're running out of gas here. And we'll take a break. The Summit's also timed out. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. On Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner, Von Mitchell. Back to with you. Less than 60 seconds in the game. 15-point advantage for the Tigers.
Pretty tough one. We played some decent defense today. Have not rebounded the ball as well as we needed to. But we just are struggling so much on offense, Mark. Scoring 34 points tonight. You know, miserable shooting percentage. We just have got to be able to shoot the ball better.
So inbound goes to Kimball. He's going to split the defender. Tries to get it out. Clay comes up with it. Clay. Little head fake down. Jumper good.
Attaboy landed.
And Delta get a call the timeout.
Coach will have one timeout left. 13-point game, 44.6 left in the contest.
We'll take another quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
tell you what, Ron, you know, I'm looking at the court right now and our players out there, and they just look beaten. They look worn down.
Yeah, definitely. They do. They look tired.
Kimball, it's about
that's it. That posture, your body language, it says a lot.
Clay's going to be called for his third foul. And it's going to send Hodges to the line. For
Lannis just kept playing, though. Proud of him.
Eric Bear coming in for his brother. Easton doesn't want to come out, but the reason Rob's doing this is so he can get a nice hand from the crowd. Final home game of his high school career.
9 boards today.
Front end of that's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds off of the Tigers. 36 and a half seconds left in the game. Clay. Gets it to Bynum. Bynum steps back. Green ball good. 10-point lead by...
That's his first bucket since those free throws in the first quarter. So Ryland's got 5 on the night.
Broughton gets it to Kimball. Kimball. Charlie Chabot, right corner. He's trapped over there. It's going to go out of bounds off of Summit. Play with 12 seconds left. Brings it across the private stripe. Gets it over to Leo. 3 ball. No good. Rebound Summit. Leo, not quitting. Gets the ball back. Puts the button. Puts it in off the board. Final score.
And Glenn had 11 there with that last bucket. Tough one.
Summit wins 49-41. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the post game. You're listening to Delta Fresh Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
The Delta boys lose a tough one here today. And not sure what else to say about it,
Mark. We just had a rough day. Stagnant on offense. Brett got that last steal. It turned out to be a 49-41 game, but we just couldn't get it going. That was it. We did get out-rebounded today. Someone went to the glass really hard, and they played a good game. But there's just more. We got more. You know, and if we get a game for the 31 or the 32, okay, let the chips fall where they may. You can go out and play nice and loose, and we've seen them. You know, that's what you measure them against is what you know they can do. And we've seen that. We've seen glimpses of that this season. So I'm pulling for them. We'll see what happens. And then the girls, like you say, probably sitting around that 8-hole, probably end up getting a couple home games. So,
once again, final score, Summit 49, Delta 41. We just kind of wait and see now. You know, tomorrow's Selection Sunday, and then we'll know probably right around midday what the future holds for both of these teams. So, girls beat Summit earlier tonight, 64-32. So, you've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports. For Von Mitchell, I'm Mark Canner. Have a good